crawl out of bed and assemble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping out on the feet. The traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. But a way to make a living, barely getting by. With no taking and no giving, they just use your mind. And they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. Jump shatter, you'd have to step on the boss man's ladder, but you've got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5 for service and devotion, you've achieved that all, but deserve a fair promotion. Fun to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. Taking and no giving, they just use your mind, and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. Working 9 to 5, but a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving, they just use your mind, and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. Working 9 to 5.
Oh, Mariska Hargitay, Speedy. Yeah. Ride them cowboys.
Oh, hey, so we already started talking and then the song stopped. Hey, Candace.
Who? Hey, what's going on, Joe? A little behind the scenes look at how we run the show.
Yeah.
Talk about off guard. Right? Off guard.
On guard, off guard. It was the.
It was divine timing.
Isn't that an essential oil? On guard.
I have no idea. Not a clue.
You can do so much with an essential oil.
Oh, yeah, dude, I put them in, like, my diffuser. I got oil, like, rollers that I make, and I use them. Oh, my gosh. Some of them are amazing.
Eyes. You could put them in your
I don't ears. Recommend that. I don't recommend putting it in your eye.
There's always one person who has a bad, like, situation where they're like, I was trying to figure out what's going on. I would start breaking out, and my body was just going out crazy. And then they come, and it was the drop, so it was taking it and ingesting it and eating it. It's not good, I'm going to tell the world.
Yeah.
My mom did that to me. She sent me a link. I was like, I can't open the link. What is this link? She was like, she sent me a link about my shampoo. I use, like, this TGX, whatever it's called. And they're like, it's causing people to lose their hair. And I'm like, yeah, all right, calm down. All right. I'm not losing my hair.
Not in clumps anyways, you know, just a little hair. It's okay, we're good. I'm not bald yet.
We're good. No, this hair ain't going anywhere. It's going to stay thick. I got blessed with thick hair. By the way, so let me tell you about this shit, guys. What are we doing? So this used to be a more spiritual, 100% based, the Millennial's Third Eye. It was what I used to do before, and me and Candace have great conversations, so... This is like around the red round table that's squared, but not really a real table. It's just us talking. We're gonna have random
all around.
And I'm not holding back. This is more of my authentic self. You're welcome.
This is us in our truest form.
It'd be funny, like, if people people like a weird, like a heads up, like on a, like a mobile app, like Joe's authentic self is coming out, and it's at 98%. Be careful.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine? Oh gosh. My shit would be like going off like crazy. Because, yeah, I just, I don't know, I'm just real with people. So, like, sometimes they don't want to hear it or whatever. I'm just, it's me. It's me. Like it, love it, leave it. I don't care. I'm still going to be
bop
me.
Bop it, twist it. Well,
I don't know
I think
about
we all should
it.
Be.
That's kind of weird.
Bop it, twist it, shake it.
Oh, my God. It's like one of them toys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Joe, you're bringing it back today, like, from the intro music, and now we're talking about, like, what, 90s toys? Look at it.
All right, so I was getting this episode ready, and there's a train going by. So I was trying to avoid the train. This guy's actually legit, like, standing outside with something in his hand, excited and waving at it. I kind of... it's going to be loud. He's literally, like, holding his something in his hand. He's like, hey! Like, when kids were, like, honking at the trucks, like...
Yeah! That's what I was thinking.
Like, I want to know if it's, like, his, like, friend, like, that's John! That's John! Hi, John! Yeah, there's straight up a squid third eye on graffiti on this. It's pretty dope. Anyways, so my ADD kicked in. I was randomly going into Jersey Shore Guido stuff. Okay, so
yeah,
I'm not going to lie. I YouTubed my new haircut, which is a really old, like, comedy skit YouTube thing. And it's really cheesy now. It's like when you go back to, like, an old movie and you're like, oof. And I started looking into, like, Guido.
Like Brian?
Yeah, like Brian, exactly. Brian, the spiritual skit.
Sorry. That's funny as hell. Actually, if you guys know Brian, his alter, like, is funny as hell. It's great.
My alter ego, Brian, comedy skit. Actually, like, I did it off of being Guido and spiritual.
No, that was great. That was hilarious.
So I was looking at, like, this picture. It was a video that was all Guidos, and they're, like, all tan as fuck. And I'm like, oh, my God. This was a problem. I didn't realize that. And I had to, like, kind of reassure myself. I didn't look that way. And I found pictures. I put one up. On the episode here, so people can
you're
be like, "Oh, Joe wasn't
tan.
That Guido."
Yeah, that fake tan, that fake tan is a killer.
Yeah, people almost went like they were, and then I found myself down this rabbit hole of Guidos dancing, and it was just basically a bunch of guys like with their ego
fist
out. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, wow,
oh,
look
God.
At them go.
Yes. Yeah, fist pumping and shit, that's great, that's funny.
I actually, there was a club a long time ago I went to, it was called the Mad Hatter, and I was drunk, and I was fist pumping, and out of nowhere, I kid you not, this girl comes over, she goes, and I was fist pumping like for, I don't know, hours, the whole night. Okay. I was going all night.
That's great, that's hilarious.
She goes out to me and goes, what's your name? I was like, my name's Joe. She's like, I've been watching you. You dance so good. I was like, thank you. And then that's all it was.
I can see you fist pumping. I can.
Yeah,
oh my God.
People used to say that I dance like Ronnie, which talking about this now is embarrassing.
Okay, why?
Because it was fun then. It's not fun being Ronnie from the Jersey Shore. Like, well, for two reasons. He lost his mind. And second of all, we're not in that phase anymore. We're past that. I was just going like a throwback of reflecting of self. And I was like, oh, yeah. Guidos.
Nice. That's funny. Oh, my God. I remember watching the Jersey Shore. I was like, oh, my goodness. Oh, like any more spray tan, like they're orange. It's like that's not even like a human color. It's like orange.
How funny would it be if like a Guido from back in the day like posted a blog about his spiritual awakening?
He'd be a lot lighter.
What would the awakening be about? Like,
oh, God. Oh, my goodness.
It all started when my mother, she stopped making the meatballs. I knew something was wrong.
Oh,
and
that's
I said,
perfect.
Mom, why don't you make the fucking meatballs? You'll be happier. I started seeing angel numbers, and I didn't know what they were. Freaked me out.
Are you sure you're not a Guido? Like, really? Are you? You did that so good.
Whoa,
so
whoa,
good.
Whoa.
So good.
True story. I was almost on the Tyra Banks show for this topic called "Are You a Guido or Guidette? And Are You Against the Terms?" And I was going for "I'm not a Guido," and I am still this awesome person. But they actually, like, randomly canceled the show because they, like, overfilmed. But I was almost there. That is probably the picture that is closest resemblance to the tan. I got to find that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need another one to laugh at. That's great. No, but back in the day, Joe, you were rocking it. I mean, you're still rocking it now, but you had, like, this little cute baby face. And, yeah, you could totally pass as a Guido back then.
Looking back at those pictures, I was like, damn, I wish I knew I looked that good. I don't know what difference it would make, but
you'd still be here.
Look at you go, Joe.
Yeah, look at you.
I was that wild child that was, I was good for 3 weeks, and then one day out of the month, I fucked it up. And my parents were like, what were you thinking? Like, I never really got to, like, horrible stuff. I was just like, I did some stupid shit.
Oh my God! You're the one. You're the one. That's what they would probably say. Out of all the kids, you're the one.
Yeah, there's always that one. Like, he's such a good kid. Oh, why did you do that, Joe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I feel you on that. I feel like I'm the rebel child out of all, like, me and my siblings. I'm that child. I'm the one that they shake their head. They're like, "What in the world?" Yeah. That was me as a child, growing up. Always questioning, like, what is it? What's going on in her head? Why did she do that? Because it was fun. I don't know. I liked it. I don't know. Why not?
Yeah. You know those people that try to, like, carry on the nightclub music after, like, the sun comes up and they have to go to work? And they're like,
bitch, go to bed.
I had to go drive one of the cars from work to the gas station to fill it up. And this guy straight up pulls up in, like, a newer Corvette-ish and playing, like, Pantera and stuff. And, like, had the whole – he looked like he was, like, ready to go film Karate Kid.
That's great. Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, wow, that's happening. I could smell you from over here. And I don't know what that smells like exactly, the name of it, but you
like,
do you. Whatever makes you happy. If it makes
funny.
You happy, my dude.
That's funny.
So what's going on in your life, Candace?
What's going on in my life? Well, actually, today's my son's 15th birthday. So, yay,
birthday.
I'm so excited. Yes, 15. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I feel so old. So old.
Congratulations.
And yes.
You're still
yes.
alive. You made another day to 15.
Yeah, right? So, yeah.
November
so So that it's been an exciting day. He spent it with his dad going to the beach and doing, like, music stuff, concerts or whatever. So he had fun. He enjoyed himself, which was yay. That's what that's what we want. So, but that's that. Let's see. What else is going on in my life? Oh, okay. So I hope she is listening. So I made a new friend at work, and her name is Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
She's fucking awesome. I asked for her, like, I prayed for her, not like her exactly, but someone like her, and here she comes, waltzing in my life and kind of impacting it, like, a lot at the moment, which is great. And so, like, I'm really excited. Like, we go on break now. I'm more excited to be at work. And funny because, like, the other night after work, we just sat, like, she pulled in next to me. I was getting ready to leave. We were leaving, and I was getting ready to pull out, but here she comes. She pulled up right next to me, and we were just bullshitting and listening to music and just bullshitting. And then, my jam, Pat Benatar came on, and she jammed out with me to Pat Benatar in our work parking lot. Awesome. Love the girl. So, yeah, so we're doing this thing together, and I'm, like, I'm so thankful for her, and I can foresee what's going to happen, and it's beautiful. And I'm so excited for this friendship. So, yeah, so that's, like, the newest thing in my life.
Oh, did you breathe through that?
No. That's me. When I just get, I don't know, I'm excited. And it's like, yeah, remember to breathe. But, yeah, so I'm just really excited for, you know, to like, have, because, like, I don't know. I told you, but I don't have, like, that spiritual community where I live. Like, my boyfriend's not like that. Most of my friends that are like that, they don't live here. So it's like, blah, you know?
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah,
there is people, certain people I could talk to, but that never really works out. I tend to get ghosted a lot of times, and it's like the one person that would understand and that knows, I don't know, just never really available when I need him to be available. So, like, that kind of
right.
sucks. But I got her. So more and more people are coming. Like, I'm attracting more like-minded people, and I love it.
Oh, manifesting.
That's right. Oh, speaking
Watch
of manifesting. Speaking of manifesting.
In your local town.
Yeah, yep,
you go,
yep.
You guys going to be new friends.
Also, I'm going to be moving. Like, right now I live in Florida. Yeah, right now I live in Florida. And I'm in the works of doing, like, a business venture with my family. So we're going to be moving to South Carolina. And we're going to buy some property, and we're going to do, like, this, I don't know, like, thing. Oh, my God, I'm going to be surrounded by nature. Like, my soul is already there. Like, I am there, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to physically be there. So, yeah, so that, too. That's exciting.
Are you going to be talking to trees and stuff? Like, hey, Brock.
That's right. I'm gonna be talking. I'm going to be hugging. I'm going to be doing, like, all kind of crazy witchy-woo spiritual shit. Yeah, people are going to look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm just going to be loving it. Dancing
What's
under
the
moonlight. Shitting
I'm going to have to talk with him. Yo, this is that's what I would mess around with people, like, who know that I'm spiritual, and just be like, so the tree told me that this bear came over and just... How disrespectful.
Oh, my God. Dude. You have no idea.
Oh, real quick, congrats on the new friend at work.
Yes.
And what's up, Nicole? Don't fuck it up.
Wait, me or her? Which one? Come on.
I was just joking. Don't mess this friendship up.
No, and what's crazy, so, like, when she started, like, I remember I was – I was grilling her on a break. She came outside, and I looked at her. I said, where do I know you from? And she's like, oh, you know. And she's really cool and, like, really chill. She's like, I don't know. And I was like, well, who do you run with? Like, where do you hang? Like, what's going on? Nothing. We have, like, no mutual inner circle, anything right now. As of right now. Like, we haven't dived deeper. But tell them, like, we connect. And both of us said it, like, the other day. Dude, like, we go way back, like, past lives back. And I was like, yup, we sure do.
I was just thinking in my head, I was like, you guys are going to do the whole, like, we're just somewhere in the past lives. We're friends. We're close. In the past. I feel it. I feel it. We're sisters or best friends somewhere. And you're like, yes.
Dude, that's kind of how we talk a little bit.
Women always have to, like, throw the badass part, too. They're like, we're probably badass witches or something.
Dude, you know it. Sorry. I'm outside screaming. My neighbors are looking at me like, what? You know it. We were tearing shit up, Nicole. That's right.
Yeah, tear that shit up, Nicole.
My neighbors are, like, looking
like,
at me.
Whoa. What happened to Candace? What is she on?
I got people walking by. Woo!
And where else? We went over the. Yeah, a lot of people, they get excited. You know those people that are like they're going through stuff or they have that topic of spiritual, and then they meet someone. I was at a diner once, and I was kind of laughing with myself because I heard, "What's your birth chart?" And like, "I'm Cancer rising, and well, I'm a Aquarius, and I'm like, "Do any of them know what's happening, or are they just sharing what they are?"
Huh, that's interesting. God, that's gonna be weird to hear what's in someone's head. I don't know.
What I basically heard was, "Accept me, I'm spiritual." No, you accept me, I'm spiritual.
You're probably just laughing.
You know
chuckling.
What? I like you. So this guy at work the other day, I want to, what are your opinions? I'm not saying this to be mean, but I was just kind of like dumbfounded. He's a younger guy. I don't know, younger than me. I'm in my 30s. One of my coworkers left. He kind of like runs the whole thing in a way. So he leaves, and this kid starts acting differently. And I was like, "Hey, can you pass me a socket?" You know, he goes, "Who do you think you're talking to?" I was like, "What the hell is going on with this kid right now? What the hell did I do to him?" Like,
got it. I heard you. Yep. And do you want to know why? Oh, my God. So mirror image, I went through that at work myself this week because our supervisor left early, and this one chick that used to be an assistant supervisor kind of let it go to her head. And he was not there, when he's there, she minds her P's and Q's. She just sits at her desk and doesn't do shit but work. When he's gone, like, she's all over the place. You would think that was a super, she's all over the place, up in everybody's shit, like she owns it. Now, and I was telling my girlfriend that I work with, sit next to, you see that shit? Like, she has zero respect for the supervisor because her integrity right now, when he's not here, is different than, you know what I mean, when he is. So, like, your dude has zero respect for the supervisor. And, like,
well,
really.
Well, that, yeah. Got interesting because I thought about this, and I want to see what you say at the end. So that's the first thing he says, and I'm like,
okay.
Oh, I see where this is going. All right, cool. All right, well, I'll just grab it myself. Then he's at the other, like, station, you know, the tech station for cars. And then he's, like, trying to clean it, and he's bringing this cart over. Like, I don't even have a cart. Anyways, my coworker's like, "Yo, what's he doing?" I was like, "I think he thinks he's, like, going to take that station or something, but I'm not getting involved with that. It's not my place." So anyways, he had to, like, lift. He did something. I don't know why he did it. And my coworker's like, "Yo, man, we got to park a car here. Like, what are you doing? Like, drop it." He's like, "Oh." He walks away and just says, "Fuck you," or some shit. And I was like, "What is up with this kid?" Anyways, long story short, I used to buy the guys like the box of Joe from Dunkin' and just like a bunch of Munchkins. And then one day, by the way, the box of Joe. Keep that in mind. The next day I walk in, I was like, "I'm doing it again. I'm going to surprise him twice." And I walk in and I see a box of Joe and Munchkins. And I'm like, "Are those from yesterday?" "No. This guy copies me."
Oh.
And I'm thinking, only Joe can buy a box of Joe, in my mind.
Yeah.
How dare you? And I was just doing it to, like, be cool. Not to, like, expect anything, just to be like, you know what? The vibe is, like, weird. Let me raise the vibe, bring some happiness. And literally, like, you'll be surprised how many people just get happy. Like, you buy them coffee, and you remember they're, like, Dunkin' coffee. And so I love doing that. I like just surprising people. Sometimes I like surprising people. I don't know where I was going with that.
So I have a question.
Being awkward.
How was his demeanor? Like, after that? How was his demeanor after that? Like, that day after he bought coffee, how was his demeanor then?
Well, that was the beginning. I kind of messed that up. So that was before he bought that. He was following me, right? So then he's walking around, not doing anything. I like to ask the guys, like, "You need anything?" If I'm not doing anything. No, so I'm realizing he's trying to, like, do what I'm doing, but I'm not an asshole, so. I'm like, I don't like where this is going, but it's amazing what happens when people are like, "Oh, I'm gonna be free now to do whatever and be cool and be an ass." Because that's what you do when you want to be professional.
Yeah, you're an ass? Is that it?
I'm cool.
Oh, God.
It's just weird. He literally copies.
Well, imitation is this, what is it, the best form of flattery or something like that?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, all right, cool, but he's
You're
like copying little pieces of people where people were asking me a bunch of the same question for like 4 weeks. Like, you used to be a chef and now you're a technician? I'm like, yeah. You're 31? Yes. And then they kept asking me. And this kid one day goes, so you used to be a chef and now you're a tech? And I'm like, yes. What made you want to do that? And I was like, your family owns a restaurant? He's like, yeah. So you know, like, kind of what that's like, right? And he's like, yeah. So I chose not to do that anymore. Now I'm here. That's how that works. So,
yeah.
But he would just, like, say these certain things that are just, it's not like a da-da-da. Like, you know when someone's trying to just egotistical in a way? Like, if I don't know it, I'm gonna act like I don't know because I don't know because it's the truth.
Yeah, but this guy's kind of lost, right? He's kind of lost. Like, I feel like he's trying to find his identity within the place in life.
He's trying to find his identity. Yeah, that's definitely trying to, identity loss. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, like, he's, like, picking up, like, oh, that works for that guy. Let me try that. That works for this person. I wonder if that'll work for me. Like, he's just trying to, I mean, it could come off in a certain way, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
Because, like, these people that are exhibiting these qualities are very confident. And sometimes if you're too confident, you're cocky, which is egotistical. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So, but I think he's just trying to find himself.
I think it's going to turn into one of those awkward moments where when someone you know at work has been doing something, you know who they are, and it's okay for them. So, like, my old chef, he was pretty funny. And when I was in the cooler, he would say some weird shit about penises or whatever, and I'm like, what? And then my coworker, Zach, he was younger than me, and one day he decided to make the chef a gelatin penis.
Awesome. That's fucking awesome.
So I thought it was, but when he presented it to him, he was just like, okay, all right.
Yeah,
very serious. You couldn't tell what was up. Like, he's like, all right, cool. All right. Like, you couldn't tell. We just wanted him to laugh. But I feel like it's going to be one of those things where someone does something funny and we know who they are, but then he tries to do it. And it's like,
yeah, well, it's like an inside joke or like between you and this one person. And then like someone just kind of like, evades it, and you're like, what the fuck?
What's well, like the spiritual community, too? They do that shit. Whatever, like, floats their boat is a thing, and then they're like, yes, I have faith. And then it's like, nah. And they're just telling stories. I'm like, I could feel that coming from you, that you're just telling me what you think. And it's not an experience. That's why I kind of, like, didn't want to. I don't want to keep. Spiritual stuff's great. But
fairies aren't all that great. The fairies aren't like, they're not like Tinkerbell. They're not. I think like
people
fairies,
are probably like, yo, is that real?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they can fly, but I think they're like mischievous, like little fuckers that like to wreak havoc sometimes. I don't know. Like I think I have fairies. Now that we're talking about this, there's this, like, in the corner of my yard, there's these two trees. And, like, so they come up, and they look really pretty from the front. But when you're behind them, they're, like, all dead, and it's, like, carved out. It's like a portal of sorts.
It sounds like someone you're like, wow, they're beautiful. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, you
no,
know.
No, but.
I go in there every once in a while, but it's like, this fucking feels weird. Like, I should not be in here. Let me get the fuck out of here. Yeah. So I just leave it. I don't go messing with it. If y'all was a frisbee or a ball in there, good luck, because I ain't catching it.
I just got tired of people sometimes with spiritual stuff. I need a break. Not that I'm taking a break where people are like, oh, Joe's going to fall off the grid and not do spiritual stuff for like 3 months now, but maybe he's going to. No, it's just like I need a break from just doing all that all the time, because then there's like people just, I'm tired of people's shit. Their vibe, like even like certain individuals you come across, like you can tell their energy. I feel it. And it's just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm the shit. and I know what the fuck I am. Meanwhile, I might be younger than them, but it doesn't matter. Like, I'm not saying, like, I know better than them. It's just stupid.
Age doesn't equate wisdom, unfortunately. And, like, you're younger than me, but, like, dude, your experiences are totally different from mine. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, just because you're younger doesn't mean I can't learn from you or that I'm better than you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like people like that. I'm older.
You
I'm better.
Are, like,
I'm
one, of the,
better.
One of the, like, top three people I enjoy talking with about my experiences or you have experiences because it just I don't know.
I made
we connect on that. And,
I made Joe's list. Oh, my God. I made Joe's list.
we're here, Candace. I mean, like, we talk, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, you're funny.
That's
everyone
obvious.
Needs to know, like, before, she's finally accepting that she's got gifts and she's helping people.
Oh,
and
my
she's
God.
Like, I'm kind of sort of, like, doing this thing. And I'm like, yeah, you're using your gift and giving guidance and, you know, energetically helping. Yes.
Yes.
You remember when I told you and you're like, I bought tarot cards. Let's do this. And I'm like,
oh,
you
my
mean,
God.
Let's do this. You've been doing it.
That like fucked my shit up. Y'all, let me tell you something, those that are listening, like if you're doing your thing like intuitively, you know, and then like, cause that's what happened to me. I was doing my thing and I didn't even realize it. And then I was like, ooh, I'm excited. Let's read cards. Man, that shit fucked me up. Like I was all kind of confused. I was like, the cards say one thing, but I'm feeling something else. But now, like, I've learned to read intuitively. Like, I actually got a new deck in today that has, like, they're beautiful cards, by the way. It's the Light Seers deck or something. Love it. And where I can just look at the picture, and it's now is that's just how I do it. Like, I don't care if the kings mean this or if, you know, the wands are this. Like, that does have play in it, but as I'm, like, doing the reading, it all comes out anyways. You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, don't get caught up in the cards. It's not about the pre-pictures. The cards are for the people that you're reading because most, they just like visuals. They just like something pretty to look at. The message is still going to be the same.
Yes.
Yeah. That tripped me out. That, like, that fucked up my whole world, man. You have no idea. Like, I went into this, like, weird, I suck kind of depression, like, oh, my God, I'm failing as a, you know, as a this and a that. I'm like, I got out of it, but, oh, it was horrible. I had to see that
well,
for myself.
You are but, strong. You're here. You made it.
Yeah. I'm rocking it now. Now, like, this year, I don't know what happened this year, but this year I have just been more confident in myself. And, like, the messages that I'm receiving, that it's, dude, it's like second nature. Not even second nature. It's like I am. Like, it's just is. And it's, I don't know, I don't like to do the label thing or whatever. So I get lost in that, all those labels and shit.
Are you talking about the Claire's?
The anything, yeah, the Claire's. But, like, because I just know. And those are, I don't know, I just know. And as I, like, if I give you a reading or, like, if I'm talking to somebody or whatever, I just know, which is a weird feeling. How do you trust that without no, like, evidence? Like, most people need that physical evidence, like, oh, yeah, she's right. But it's, I don't need that now. I just know. And it's such a great liberating feeling. You have no idea. No idea. And
I just,
the fact
like...
that... don't give a shit no more.
All I felt was, no, that's awesome, though. But while I'm listening, it felt like a younger kid going, I don't need that no more. I'm an adult now. I don't need to prove anything because I just
that's
am.
Right.
So
that's
I'm packing up my toys, and I'm moving the fuck out.
ain't that the truth? Because that's right. But, I just don't care anymore. Like, it is what it is, and this is what I got to say. I stopped hiding myself, and again, big kudos to my friend because, like, she helped me bring that out more in my everyday work environment, which, I mean, I like and I don't like because, like, sometimes it's too much, like, energetically mixing with everybody else's bullshit, but I'm learning to do like meditation and stuff, all kinds of shit. But anyways, yeah, man, I've stepped into my power, you know, as a person, as a being, as a multi-dimensional being. And I'm...
We're human. We have moments.
I'm awesome. Oh, girl, boy, I had a moment yesterday where I left work early. Because, like, my coworker, listen, I love my coworker that I sit next to, but she just really hurt my feelings yesterday. And I don't understand why. Oh, man, I almost cried. Like, my eyes started to, like, well up. And I had to excuse myself to the bathroom because I was like, oh, my God, I'm losing my shit. What's going on? Because, like, it was her birthday yesterday. And I said, oh, we got to go out this weekend. You know, I don't got my kids. Let's go out to breakfast on Sunday. I got some shit to do Saturday. Let's go out to breakfast on Sunday. And, like, her husband's going through some medical stuff. And she's like, oh, well, I don't know because, you know, my husband and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, all right, no worries. I get it. I understand. Literally 5 minutes later, another coworker comes by and was like BSing with her, happy birthday. Let's go out for drinks next weekend. Hell yeah, I'm all over that. And I'm like, what the fuck did I just hear?
Word?
Like, are you serious? And I'm sitting there and I'm listening and he walks away and she's like, yeah, damn, next weekend we're on. And I'm like, and she had this moment. I watched her, like, out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, she had this moment where, like, oh, fuck, what did I just say? Because I heard it, you know? And she had that moment. And I'm sitting there like, oh, man, I love you so much. I am so fucking hurt right now. I'm going to get up. I'm going to walk away. So I did. Went to the bathroom. I did my thing. I took a couple of deep breaths. I went back out. And then it was like lunchtime. We went to lunch. We did the cake thing and, you know, birthday lunch thing, which was great, which was awesome. The whole time it's not really festering. It's just sitting there. And I'm just kind of like, this sucks. So right after lunch, I was like, you know, I'm dipping out early. She's like, no, you got to stay. I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm like, no, I'm not staying. I am leaving. Because I just couldn't. It hurt. So on the way home, I vented in my car. You know, I talked to my guides and I vented and I turned the music up and I just kind of like released all of that. I mean, I'm much better now, but it's not over because I know come Monday she's going to say something to me. So, and then I'll just tell her how I felt and then it'll be over. But yeah, that really hurt me in the feels. Like, how are you going to do me like that? Like, bitch, I'm fun.
Yes, we got some interesting people out here in the world and that's one. Yeah, I really hope her husband or whatever it was is okay.
Well, he got liver cancer, so he actually had one of his lungs removed, and he is going through shit. Like, you know, he's having chemo and stuff. So, like, I get that. You know, I understand.
Well, I mean, is that like a legit story though, or
I mean, it is, and that's why I was kind of like. Like, and her husband was invited. It wasn't like, because I was going to take, you know, my boyfriend along. So it wasn't like he wasn't invited. But it was like, the fuck? You're going to go out drinking. What about your husband? Oh, okay. He don't need a babysitter then. Only when, for birth. Oh, okay,
he can't drink anyway. Fucked up.
Yeah. But anyways, I mean, I'm over that. And come Monday, we're going to have a discussion about it. She's going to say something to me because I knew it the moment when it hit her, like, oh, fuck, what did I just say out loud? Yeah.
She's probably, like, one of those people that's like, I don't know why, I just love murder mysteries. I just watch them before. Those are, like, the weird, like, I got some friends that do that, but psychologically my mind's like, where? And they're like, yeah, you know, the ones that are like, they just out of nowhere just murder them and you have to figure out and they go down the whole story. I'm like, where in their mind, though? And they're probably doing the same thing. I wonder where that person's mind was. But I'm not like that. There's just certain individuals. You know them, too. Like,
yeah.
I have a really good friend that's, I don't put them in the category, but there's these specific individuals that are like, I love murder mysteries. And I watch it before. And I'm like, should we not be friends?
you got to watch out for them people because they know how to hide the body. So don't piss them off.
They're like, I learned it on murder mysteries. You know.
At least you know where to go for help. You know?
I don't even know what the words are, but those are the interesting people. And they drink wine. They're drinking wine watching it.
Yeah.
We dabble in spirituality, 3%. Have a lot of addictions.
Oh, gosh.
They're like the OCD ones, too. Those are, we're going deep. We're hitting someone's energy. They're like, I'm not going to change. This is who I am.
Yeah,
you're
going to
like me
that.
For who I am. But then they're also the individuals like, I feel so alone. But
yeah,
if that's
I
out there, my bad.
We feel you. We feel you. We got you.
We feel you.
Call
I
in.
Feel you
call
watching
in. The,
here,
the question.
I feel you listening in the recording of the live, and you're like, fuck you. Fuck you, Joe. You're calling it out right now, and it's like weird as fuck.
Dude, that's me.
I love it. I also love it. I don't know who you are.
Yeah, don't know who you are, but call in, and we'll help you out. How about that? We'll talk it through.
Call in.
We're here
connecting
for you.
For a reason. Divine timing. Yeah. Spirit
that's
says, time to face yourself. It's okay. We accept you. We'll help you through it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, murder mysteries and all. We got you.
Might be 90% daddy issues. We all got issues of some sort.
Yes,
so,
we do.
The way, guys, if you're listening live, you are welcome to call in and either participate in a topic or come back to it. If you want to bring us back to the topic we talked about and you're like, I just want to say, or you want to ask us a question, you want to ask Candace a question or me a question. The goal here is that the new podcast, is the vibe here, we could either – we're going to bring readings in Tuesday now, but differently than we have before. But we want to hear from you. So if you're like – I have a friend that's like that. She's weird, or I don't know. We want to hear what you got or what's going on in your life. So feel free to not freak us out, and weird, but you know, join in. The number to call in, by the way, is 563-999-3522. All right, back to the conversation.
Which part?
Yeah, the one with me and you, Candace. So recently I actually was in a blah mood, too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about all of it. Well, maybe I don't know. We'll see. It's not a bad thing. It's just the major part of it that I realized recently and today was that the whole spiritual thing for me, going live, I love it all. But doing it and, like, going to work, like, I just achieved, like, little goals at work, and I've been doing really good. And I'm like, I just, like, I get bored. I get bored. I don't want to just go home. I don't want to just stay home. I'm just like, I get annoyed. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? So the podcast radio show is dope. Really, really awesome. But I'm one of those people that I still need to, like, work on this. Part of my brain's like, what are you doing after this, Joe? And I'm like, I don't know.
Uh-oh, yeah. You got to relax.
Like,
you need Joe time.
Well, I'm like you. Like you said before, I don't have, like, many friends that I connect with on a certain level around me. I have many people, like, in different states or, you know, just around my area, not so much.
Yeah, I tell you.
And there's certain people I know, but, like, I also get annoyed of, like, reaching out to people, like, hey, how have you been? Like, you reach out to me. And then people just disappear. They go on trips. You know, I get it. But, like, I need to come up with some new, where's Joe going to go now? What are we going to do?
Right, but do you know how to relax?
Next episode.
Yeah, right?
I
think that may be a thing. I think that may be a thing.
I don't like relaxing is nice, but, like, I got tired of looking for a show to watch or just going home and laying in bed. Or because I have this thing where at a certain time of night, I just need to be alone, and that's how I unwind. It's like the final, okay, I'm here now. And then when I unwind, I probably can't go to sleep till, like, 2 or 3. But when it's weird. Like, if I'm not home and there's a certain situation where there's someone in particular that I'm seeing, right, which there is, and then there's
– Oh, there is. There is. Okay.
There is. We'll get there, Ken. I know I didn't tell you about this. I did.
Oh,
I did, but I didn't, because there was an update. There's updates here. There's updates, Candace.
I mean, we just as surprised as everybody else.
And no, they're not my twin flame. I don't believe in, well, they're twin, I believe, well, it's not even going to twin flame. They're my twin flame. They're the one.
Okay, I'm glad you're feeling me on that one.
Why are they running from me? No,
yeah, why?
I don't,
why?
I mean,
why do you run? We're doing it, Joe. We're going into it. We're going into it.
What?
Stop.
No, hold on a second.
Stop. We don't want to do this.
Okay, fine. We have to come up with a safe word now. Is that where our friendship's going? What's the safe word, Candace? Onomatopoeia? No, that's not cool enough. Hey, where you at, Candace?
I'm here.
Okay, cool. I thought I lost you for a minute. We got to come up with a safe word for topics here.
Yeah.
So, what was I saying? I lost my train of thought. So, yeah, there's a different energetic, you know, comfort. You're not, I'm not mad at you for doing that.
Well, ADD kicks in for me, and then ADD kicks in for you, and then we're just screwed. We're just lost after that.
But I can keep up with you. I hear you. I'm like, yes, okay, bing, 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 bing. Some people can't. They're like, what's happening to this person right now? I can't. I got three words out of them. And then I got grocery store. What happened?
Oh, my God, that's how my boyfriend kind of looks at me sometimes. Like, what? Oh, God, that's fucking that's funny.
I just get comfortable, and I can just, because I'm not doing the same shit. You know, I'm not going to work, going home, figuring out what I'm going to do. Like, I have some sort of present moment of being around certain people or a certain person. Like, it just feels different. My brain isn't, like, looking on timelines. Because in my area, too, like, this area is, like, it's nicer in the summertime, but there's not much to do over here. I'm not saying don't come visit and hang out, but, like, it's just, if you don't have, like, those people, and then the spiritual people, like ourselves, even if you were in the area, Candace, guaranteed, like, yo, why don't you visit, Candace? Why don't we hang out? You're like, yeah, I was just going, you know, spiritual chapter of journey, got lost a little bit. We're like, yeah, true, because I do that, too.
Yeah.
So we do the same thing anyway. Like,
that's true. That is very true.
You know, I got to live my life and doing readings and stuff, and then I got to do over this. And the kids, you know. So we all have a different life. But I just get lonely sometimes at home. I feel kind of like the odd. My family's dope. I love them. But I feel like the one that's, like, different. And
yeah.
Blah. And then I feel just kind of isolated in my own head.
Oh, my dogs are, like, going crazy. I'm a little distracted because my dogs are, like, inside the house barking their head. Oh, I forgot to close the blind. So they're looking outside and people are walking and shit and they're barking their heads off. Oh, God.
You know what I had to do, Candace, yesterday? I had
what?
To get excited about doing my taxes. Do you know how much of a problem that is?
You're turning into an adult.
I had to be like, Jill, this is money. Money comes back to you.
You're kidding.
Don't you want to get money? I'm like, wow, I have nothing to do, but this train's hung. I have nothing to do. And I have to...
I
the
train.
Universe's sign is a train. What is it?
Yes, really, it is. It really is.
And it looks like it's a bunch of fuel tanks.
Oh.
So, what does that mean? Energy. Energy.
Yeah. There you go. See? It's a sign.
Apparently, we don't have any friends that want to call in. It's all right. It's
cool. Oh, come on. That's okay. That's all right. Because I like talking to Joe. I'm here for Joe.
Yo, I know. I'm here for Candace. We're here for each other.
Other people are just here for free shit.
Yeah, right. I'm only showing up because I'm wondering when I'm on Facebook Live and there's people at some. Are you doing reading?
Yeah.
I like to have fun with people. And what happened recently? People just jump on the Facebook Live and they'll, like, say some random shit. Like, what did they say last time? And I was like, okay, cool. All I saw was from Canada or something like that. And I was like, all right, so, but people are weird. They just jump on, and I appreciate it. I still have fun to make people laugh.
Yeah, it's fun. Some of your lives, though, they crack me up. Like the people, they crack me up. They crack me up.
Well, one person asked the same thing, and I said the first time, I'm giving two couple readings away, like a card free at the end of the live, because they already asked me, can I have a card or some kind of message? And I don't know where this was, like, coined. If you're drawn to me, I would love a card. Who the fuck
would
love that shit?
Yeah.
If you're drawn to me. And then, you know, of course, like, people are like,
I know where that kind of stems from. It's about being into like alignment. So like if you're like in alignment with a certain type of energy, if you're drawn to me, you know what I mean? Like if you're drawn to that kind of, I kind of get, but I mean still, if you're drawn to me, you know what though? I can't even say shit because at the very beginning, like 12 years, I don't know, like 12 years ago, I was doing that shit too. Well, if you're drawn to my energy, I'd like a reading, please.
Oh, so I had someone that was on my Facebook Live, and this pissed me off. I tried to really be like super positive in the love energy, but my soul was like, no, we're going to bring this to the dark side real quick because we got to speak our truth.
Okay.
And so this person purchases a reading, and I don't always do this, but I put topics of different types of readings you want to get, and it was spiritual path. And if you're listening, we're all good. Like, just I want to talk about it. And if that bothers you, sorry.
Hit me.
Spiritual path and journey. And my guides start talking about, like, these missing pieces of working with your ancestors and working with spirit guides because they didn't really do that. And they were talking about, well, I have this and I have that and I can past life regression. I can tell you and blah, 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 blah. And then they said something about, I was talking about the D word, which is demons.
Why said a bad word?
I call upon, the D word. Not what you think. You dirty bird.
I thought you were
going to
say
bird.
I thought you were going to say
that.
I was like, what?
Dirty birds out there. So this person's like, oh, I call upon Archangel Uriel. Now, no, look, I don't know everything, but after that reading and the whole point of the message that wasn't getting caught up on was that they're not understanding that they need to focus on that, and I felt it, and the feeling was accurate. They did not get it, and they were like, I do this, I do that. And I went, look, okay, cool. I don't know what Uriel does, but not that I'm not aware of it, but why do you do that? Like, what made you experience something or know? What are you connected to? Oh, someone taught me that. So you're telling me that you don't really experience anything. You're not following through with your guides that want to tell you more about what they're doing or what they can do. It just pissed me off. And they go, well, I've been doing this for 20 years. That's another addition to why I'm getting annoyed, because you are in your own way at that point.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was there.
One of your guides is talking shit about you right now because you're stubborn as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's almost as if that person was like, sometimes if you get like so evolved in spirituality and you are concrete in your beliefs and abilities and this, that, it's almost like you're blocking out, you're not open-minded anymore. You know what I mean? You're it's almost like you limited yourself to only, because everything that you know of to be true is true. So if anybody else comes at you with something different, you're like, nope. Ain't happening. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
For me, yeah, but the oneness, so ending a duality with the oneness is understanding all. Meaning, even if I don't know about certain topics, it doesn't mean that I'm stuck. My path, what I've learned is, right, my path, my soul path, I was supposed to go through my religious path of Santeria, which is the Orishas. Some people, I'm not telling anyone what to do. My soul path was that because it brought me to a lot of spiritual things that brought me here now. So everyone's spiritual path is very unique. But it's specific to your journey. Whatever you had to experience or the path you took is specific to why. But my thing about it is, the journey also is involving difficulties and uncomfortable conversations. So when you get to the oneness, that's why I went, no, I got to speak my motherfucking truth. I didn't want to, but it pissed me off. Because if I didn't, I'm holding on to it now.
Right.
So I spoke it, and they didn't like it, but that's not my problem. At one point, it might be uncomfortable, but you need to understand the fucking message. the messages. Mm-hmm. People think like readings are all like, you're doing so great. You're really gifted. You're like all in the stars. Oh my God, yes, I know it. Yeah, it's not always rainbows and butterflies. It's actually,
yes, I love
you
that.
Need
yes.
to really work on yourself and listen because you're not. And what happens is, if I didn't say that, they might have like gotten stuck on something and not knew why. But
right.
some of those people that want to get like 7 more readings from someone else, and they're like, they don't want to accept themselves because they're like, I knew that person was so, and they're egotistical, and they're no. Sometimes you just don't like what the truth is, what it is, and that freaks
yeah.
me out.
The truth is hard. It's hard to accept. Like I don't know. The truth is hard, you know, because like. We don't want to think bad things about ourselves, I don't think, or, you know, because the truth is not always, like you said, rainbows and butterflies. It is what it is.
You know, I wasn't sitting there after she said I'm doing this for 20 years. Like,
uh-huh.
oh, yeah, well, I've experienced this.
Right.
I get a lot of, you know how many, but I'm not sitting there trying to prove myself. I'm like, okay,
that would
well,
be, yeah, that would be
cool.
egotistical. You know what I mean?
Why did you get a reading from me then? What would you want? Well, like, you know
go
it
talk
all.
Go talk to Uriel.
Yeah. Go talk to Uriel about your own demons that you're not facing.
Why are you here? Yeah. No, I mean, I feel you on that, you know, but I don't know. The truth's hard. But it's like being faced with it and, like, processing it's a hard part. Processing the truth is a hard part. And a lot of people just aren't emotionally adept at processing the dark and the light. You know what I'm saying?
So, say yes. Sarah wrote on a comment of the Facebook page, posting the page. She said, listening and definitely thought you meant the different D word, which
yeah,
people thought I was
right.
going to say dick, but
word, I did,
which,
I was
which when you think about it was totally off topic, so never mind. People, she's like, she's got the uncomfortable face, laughing, hand in the face emojis, laugh. People get uncomfortable. I like doing this sometimes. Penis, dick, vagina.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. What are you doing right now?
The D word.
Saying words. The D word, which is demons. And then someone
Why
said to me, I came across, I don't know how I found it, came across like, Archangel Michael YouTube, some videos and stuff. And I saw in the comments, like, people were talking about the devil and demons and Satan and just say Jesus' name and they disappear and you just need to say it. And it's like they're in fear still. And I'm like, do you not understand? They're like, you don't need spiritual stuff. You just need Jesus. And I'm like, yes, it's great. I'm thinking in my head going, but you also don't need to fear it because that's what brings more struggle through it. So, by the way, you also have your own demons that you need to face, so stop running from them.
Uh-huh.
It's hard watching people. And I was thinking about this, too. You know those people that just, like, they want to involve their input on a topic and they just keep staring? And you know, they're like, they're about to blow. You're like, okay, well. What's your thoughts, John? Well, here's the thing. Jesus is number one, and you don't. I'm like, oh, okay. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Jesus,
I work with
one.
Someone like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yep, I got
right.
someone like that at work. We butt heads. We used to work next to each other, and we butt heads about that.
We did, too. I had a coworker. This, I don't know if you're ready for this shit.
Oh, I'm ready.
Before
Bring
I get
it.
To that
Come on.
Shit.
All right,
you guys are gonna it was actually, like, legit. True story is only what I do. True stories. Before I do, fun fact, you know the store Zoomies?
I'm so sorry, what?
Do you know of the store Zoomies? Like the skateboarding
yes.
store with the skateboarding shoes and the shirts? Everything's skateboarding.
I do.
But once
I do.
Upon a time, I had purchased an action figure from the store, and it is
Ooh.
A action figure of Jesus.
Ooh. What did Jesus
and I had
do?
Friends.
Sorry.
That's great. I love your response, though. I wasn't prepared for it. Ooh, what was the action figure of Jesus doing?
I'm so sorry. That's great.
He's got his hands up, and there's like wheels underneath that you can roll, but I didn't take it out of the box.
Oh,
people, friends would come over. and we'd like play, hang out and play games in high school, and they're like, yo, you legit have an action figure of Jesus? And I went, yes. Why not? So anyways, true story, when I was a chef at this one restaurant, there was another guy, who, bigger, older Italian-looking guy, bald. His name, for the sake of the story, is Tim. No, it's not Tim. Well, it's Bill. Doesn't sound Italian. Anthony, no. Ron was a Jehovah's Witness, and...
He's not Italian enough? Sorry.
Yeah, that's exactly why I did that, yes. shout out to Tim, my buddy, though. Like, you are also Italian. My brain's like, wait, but we're good. Anyways, Ron. Ron would let me know that he's a Jehovah's Witness at work almost every day. And he's like, what's your thoughts on this? You're spiritual? What about that? But then, like, we'd talk about his kids. You know, my kids are doing great. They're reading the book. But this guy would sneak, like, vodka every night, number one. Then he's talking about how he can't go to do holidays or watch movies. But then I'm like, yo, The Goodfellas was on last night. He's like, I know, I was watching it last night, too. And I went, okay, interesting. Gotcha. Thought you couldn't do that, but you do you. But it got to a point where there was another kid that worked there who was 18. And I walked in on something, and they're, like, yelling at each other. Or the kid's not yelling at him. He's yelling at him because he said that he should take care of the ketchup bottles. Like, if we run out, his fault. Like, you should have known. And I'm like, yo, I purposely did it out loud. I'm like, yo, do you have any ketchup on your station for food? He went, no, I don't need ketchup. I'm like, oh, interesting. He doesn't have to worry about the ketchup. He was like, I don't fucking, who's you? No, your business, bro. He would say bro. But then here's the fun part. And I was like, ooh, should I do it? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And when, let me ask you something, Ron. Do you act this way when you go to people's doors? And he turned fucking red.
I bet.
He was pissed.
Busted.
You want to ask me questions about religion and stuff? Not my place. I love everyone. Do you? But, you know, karma's a bitch, and I'm just reminding you, fall in your lane. Mind your own business. He was basically, like, taking out his fucking pissy-ass attitude on his hurt and pain on some 18-year-old about ketchup. Can you imagine that? Do you realize we're talking about ketchup?
How sad is your life? You know, you're pitching at some kid about ketchup. Like, really, dude? Come on.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Wow.
I'll never forget that. I was like, do you do this when you go to people's doors? Yell at them about their ketchup bottle? So what do you think about the ketchup? You know, God loves you. You should really make sure you never run out. This one guy at my job doesn't understand that. Jehovah would help him.
Oh, God. That's funny.
People, man. Shit. Well, if you guys want to call in and talk to us about anything or vent, you know, we should do a vent. We got to do, like, a segment.
Not a venting segment. That's so bad. Venting? Most venting is negative.
Or letting, like, speaking your truth anonymously. Is that possible?
Okay. All right. Let's do that. We can do that. Sure. You want to call in and call somebody else? Go for it. Let's do it. I'm here for that.
I love this. I'm getting chills right now. If you just want to anonymously be like, hi, guys. We're not going to know your name. You're like, my name's Anonymous. All right, cool, Anonymous. Like, whatever you want to just, like, release into the world. And I'm already feeling like some idiots calling, too. Like, I love her, gummy bears. But.
The green M&M's my favorite. Click. Oh, my God.
If you want to anonymously, like, just set the truth out, we won't ask for your name or just be like, yo, I'm Anonymous.
Oh,
all right, cool. And then you just say, I just got to let this out because it's bothering me. And we won't judge you, but we will.
Like,
if you want to talk about it.
Fuck you. You're cool, but fuck you too. That's right. Call in. We want to hear it.
So the number to call in is 563-999-3522. And then you press the number 1, and we can see on the screen that you want to be on the show. Speak your truth. What's some other options we could put out there?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. You've already said them. Like, if you want to call, ask us a question. If you want to call in and, like, start a topic, you know, or calling for like spiritual guidance on our question. Mm-hmm. We're not doing some full length 30-hour reading here. But call in, interact. Let us know how you're doing. What do you want to know?
We want to hear from you. How are you doing with your life?
Is it any better than ours?
Yes, please. Please tell me some good news that you're excited about. Maybe it gives me some ideas to do other things with my life.
There you go, right? Come on. Help us help you or help us, whatever. Come on, get in. Joe, we need friends.
Yeah, we need to make more friends, Candace. I don't want to just keep, like, I have so many friends in the galactic team.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you in the astrals.
Yeah, man, we'd be doing some crazy shit. You know what, though, on a like, weird side note? Okay, so I suffer from insomnia. So, like, I will go to bed and, I'll take some medicine and I'll go to bed and I get, like, a solid 4 hours sleep. And I used to be up. Like, at, like, I don't know, 2 o'clock, like, on the dot, like, all the time. And, like, I don't know, the past almost week, I've been sleeping until my alarm. Like I've been in this deep sleep, so, like, I feel like, and I've been having some weird-ass dreams. Like, I wake up, and I'm like, oh, my God, for a second, I'm like, where am I? Like, what just happened? Yeah, so we're doing some crazy shit in the astral, for real.
I've been having some sleep issues, too. Like, I'm falling asleep around, like, 3 or 4. And then what was weird was one recent day, which hasn't happened in a long time. And, no, it's not weird. Whatever. People are going to be weird. No, like, I legit couldn't. I remember my alarms going off, and I was like, no, no, no. And I woke up, and my coworker for the first time calls me. And it wasn't like – I would be at work like at like 8:20, and I'm supposed to be at 8. But I'm like, I'm not afraid of this. I'm going to walk in. I'm happy. I'm not afraid. But he's been like hard on me because he wants me to be like real serious, and I respect that. But the one day he calls me, it's 8:07, and I have slept past my alarms. And I went, hello? He went, where are you? I was like, oh, fuck. He went, you just woke up, didn't you? I went, yeah. He went, get your ass here, man. Come on. And I was like, fuck. And I was like, one of those days where I'm like, please, I don't want to do this whole thing all day. I don't want to be in a shitty mood all day. I don't want to do it. I was already feeling it. I was like, no, no, no. But yeah, apparently, like the couple hours I'm getting asleep, I'm doing a lot of spiritual work. And, but yeah, we do a lot of stuff up in the clouds over there.
We do. Could you imagine? No, like, it's weird because, like, sometimes, like, you know, I used to think I was crazy, but, like, I can hear plane, and they're not really, you know, like, when a plane goes in, you can kind of, like, hear the vibration, like, in the clouds of the plane going by, to look up, and there's not a single fucking plane around. And I live close to an airport, pretty close to an airport, and there's not a plane around. You're like, what in the world is that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's some crazy shit.
I don't even know where to start. At this point in my life, I don't know where to begin when I have to – I want to talk about experiences, and I'm like, I've had so many now. And it's harder for me because I'm at a point now where I'm like, I don't even know if people are going to believe me, and I don't care. It's like, with you, yeah, and certain people, but it's just like, yeah, I've seen a lot of light being alien stuff. And
I live vicariously through you.
So when people are like, angel numbers, yes, I see them. I'm like, yeah, all right, did you look up the messages? Like, and I'm like, yes, it's yeah, I'm excited for them, but I'm just there to help and support, and as I needed it too. But I'm like, oh, they have no idea. I wonder if they're going to be into the light being stuff too and experience what I experienced. And, you know, I legit, there's more to this than I'm going to find out because I feel like I wasn't ready to know the whole thing. I realized that during my awakening, I know I died because I had lost an ex-girlfriend to suicide because I left a relationship and drove to New York. And I was already, it's hard to explain, it sucks to say this, but I already, like, had this intuition but didn't want to accept that was going to happen. And that's what happened. But She was having experiences already. I didn't understand them at the time. But when I came home from New York, my family came to visit out of nowhere, like a kind of surprise of support because I was depressed. But we had a grandfather clock. And this is like the first couple days that I got back to New York. We had a grandfather clock that was taken off the wall. It didn't work. And it was in the other room of the dining room. And we all sat down for dinner. And out of nowhere, this clock goes ding, ding, ding. No, it got creepy, Candace. Because in my head, intuition goes like this, but in my head, I literally immediately heard and felt Catholic Church when someone dies in casket, they do the bell. Like, I went, fuck, my whole family's here with me right now. This is a parallel. And it's like as above, so below type of thing. And I did it again. And everyone's like, no, it's okay. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, okay. So then later on,
it's working. It's not okay. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. There's so many things that this is like just a piece of the whole. I was looking in a book of symbols and I decoded something and I looked, it was exciting and music was connecting to the universe and messages to me. It was dope. And out of nowhere, I felt this big vibrational rush and I looked out the windows, you know, during the day, the branches were showing me the all seeing eye and I went, oh shit. And, I had this just feeling and I knew I died on a soul level and blipped into another parallel. And I would kind of, I'm not going to lie, I freaked out and got to a point where I saw a lot of spaceships and I literally got dropped off by one and the freaking thing kicked out so much pressure. It hit the house. Like it hit a car doing 200 against my wall. And I was like, what? I saw it. I told you that story, right? I was like, that's a plane.
Yeah.
No,
yep.
No, no, no. And I went, lay down, Joe, relax. And then bam. And you know what's crazy is? My whole family, there's like been a couple different experiences. Not one person's like, yo, you remember that shit? There's been a bunch. Not one person that was also with me was like, yo, do you remember that time? And there was a time where me and my brother were in a truck at nighttime, and if God had his own spotlight, his or her, this thing was lit in the sky up the hill. Like there was a whole day going on there, and I'm seeing it. And then it went click, click, and it just shut off. And we all looked at each other. No one, he doesn't talk to me. Like, how do you not?
Because
like,
they forget. Like, you know, trauma is not just bad things that happen to us. Trauma is anything that, like, shocks the system. So when you experience things that, like, shock your brain or, like, shock, like, you just kind of, like, let's not think about this anymore and kind of, like, file it away somewhere.
Like, my mom literally said that time frame. She's like, Joe, have you heard any loud bangs or noises? I went, no, why? Well, Judy next door thinks that there was a loud bang and maybe it was a gas line. So this was the morning. I woke up a quarter to like six. I'm like, why am I awake? And I see that plane. But this is also like a bunch of things happened from before and after. And I wake up and I'm like, what is that? They drop my ass off. Bring me to another place. Bring me to here to help all you lovely people in the world. You are lovely. We have to come all the way over here from other places to save your ass. So she just said this to me, and then that happens. And I literally ran outside like in disbelief because I was like, no way. There was nothing to the house. That thing hit the freaking – the pressure backflashed against the wall so hard. Not one person was like, yo, was that a gas line? What was it? I don't know. Well, nothing. They didn't even talk about it that day.
Wow.
I got to the point where I love my mom and dad and all that, but my mom was like, why don't you just be normal and, like, you know, do the – and I was like, Mom, I'm not normal. I'm an alien in a body. I'm a light being. And I was like, you know this. When you were pregnant or you had me, you knew this. She's like, no. I was like, yes, you did. I saw the books and stuff. There's alien stuff in the shelf. You know it. She didn't want to admit it or something. Like, no. It kind of came out. You know those moments where it just was, ugh. And I was like, no, we're going to bring this up. I am. You knew it.
That's crazy. What you said, it was like in a parallel universe. You know what I mean? It's a parallel. Damn,
the craziest
dude,
to this day of events that I I kid you not, the out of all the things I ever felt and remembered, there was many. The one thing that was so deep and so freaky, so detailed, so out of body, and it freaked me out. I don't even remember exactly like why I was standing in the sunroom, but I'm standing in the sunroom and I just get hit with this real vision, like it was like not just IMAX, like I'm in the shit. And there was two spaceships, one was black, one was like not as black, and they just collide. And you just know there's a war. And now I'm on this planet, similar to like Earth in a way, but there was black machines that were like evil. It was really, really detailed. Really, I felt the shit out of it too. And it freaked me out. Because the planet was falling out of orbit because of the war and this race. And I was like feeling my person there or something, or myself. And I wanted to like jump around and like try to, okay, rude. They really gotta get their horns
here.
They really gotta, they take this shit seriously. I gotta make sure I do 12 horns on my train each time I come across cross section. I don't care. I do an extra 14 just so they know.
Oh, God.
They're one of those guys that's like, so what's wrong with you? I don't know, man. I'm a little upset today. Did you get all your horns in? Oh, shit. I missed three. Look, that's what it is.
That's
so
funny.
I legit, like, I felt that this was so deep. And I was trying to jump. I was jumping around like a light being, apparently. And I was trying to get into a way to fly out of the planet. But it freaked me out. And I came back to where I was standing. And it was so out of body that I was like, hey, Dad? He's like, yeah. Anything happen with, like, alien stuff in your life recently? He's like, no, why? I went, never mind. And I just, like, it was one of those things you have to sit there for a while, kind of, wow, what is this?
That's a lot to sit with.
Oh, yeah. It was... And a chunk of my soul awakening, I remember, like, this, I was on Earth in my same, like, place of home, but I knew I wasn't in the same place anymore. And I was like, wow, this is really nice here. Like, everything feels really good. Am I really where I'm, is this real? And my guides went, does it matter? Do you feel good? And I went, no, it doesn't matter. I feel good. And they're like, okay, good. Continue that. And looking back, that was, like, my soul's transition center and, like, getting ready to come into, yeah, it's weird. Like, you know when you know and you're just like, I wonder.
Yes.
Yes. And I think that the people that were involved with the memories of that, if I were to ask, they would remember pieces, but they're only, like, meant to because of the fabric of it, but they really weren't there. It was a weird, I just remember everything so blissful. Really, like, wow.
Yeah, I live vicariously through all your stories, I swear. Like, damn.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoy it, because I'm at a point in my life where it just literally kind of, honestly, it's like, okay, there's been a lot. I'm grateful. It's been cool. But what, if I'm, like, blessed with all these experiences, what am I supposed to really deal with them now? Like, there's been a lot.
Well, I think, like, subconsciously, you may not realize it, but you're actually using those gifts in different ways.
I get that. Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah.
I used to be really super excited about sharing them, and I'm like, yo, this is what happened. Like, I get excited with sharing with you and other people still, but now it's kind of like,
excited to hear it. I'm like, oh my God. My mouth, like, literally the entire time we talk about stuff like that, like the intergalactic stuff, like, is like jaw dropping. I'm like in awe, like, oh wow. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. So did I tell
honestly,
you, like,
no, tell
like
me.
I'm
tell
starting
me
to see stuff. I'm starting to see stuff now. Remember, I so yeah, I'm just starting to, like, see, like, figures and stuff. And, well, I've always kind of felt it, but so today I was outside. I was looking at my new tarot cards, and like, I see, like, a kind of like almost like a reflection in my glass mirror. And so I had to take a picture, and I sent it to Joe. Joe, who was it? Joe recognized who it was. Who was it, Joe?
Oh, well, when I zoomed in, a part of it, I circled it, and I saw my Roman soldier, my Roman spear guide, and he's, like, with his helmet on, smiling. I was like, what are you, okay, what are you doing there? What's up? And then you're like, what is he doing here? I was like, probably just hanging out, laughing at you.
I was like, so yeah, so like, that's like the newest part. I don't want to say the newest. It's the part that I'm accepting now. Like, as I'm sitting outside right now, like, it's the sun setting here in Florida, and it's like, I am seeing stuff, like, in the trees, kind of, like, there's just stuff that is there.
Yeah, I remember doing that.
Yeah, and all the time, I love being outside. That's where I feel, like, more connected, is when I'm outside. Oh, I just love it outside. And, I'm starting to see more stuff, and, yeah, my daughter, my daughter's very gifted, and, like, she sees entities mainly in her room, which kind of scares me a little bit, because some of them are, like, not so nice, and it's, like, I don't know how to, well, I think what we did worked for now, but, like, they come, and they hang out, and they watch her. She's like, I open up my eyes, Mommy, and they're sitting at the, you know, foot of my bed. And I was like, oh, okay. That's weird. Like, how do we get rid of that? Like, it's weird in a sense that it was, like, happening to her. So, but she's very gifted. So it doesn't surprise me a whole lot anymore. It's like, all right, now what do I do? Like, I have to kind of up my game a little bit to be able to protect her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but don't make it, like, a pressure point. Understand divine timing, too. Like,
mm-hmm.
you might be there to help her much later, or you have enough information. Like, a lot of, how much information can you give a little kid, you know? Like,
exactly.
Galactic, duality, yeah. Timeline. Take it in. You need this now.
Yeah, it's
actually,
a lot. And she talks to me about stuff. Like, it's on her own record. She's 11. So, but she talks to me about, like, her sister. Like, she doesn't have she does, but she's never met her. But she doesn't know of a sister, and she talks about her sister quite often.
Doesn't sound right, Candace. There's a sister. She doesn't know about her, but she does.
Well, she has a half-sister that, like, lives. She's never met her half-sister. Well, she never met her.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on. I just felt this real quick. Does she have a living soul sister? Well, I know it's cliche. She has a legit spiritual sister that lives right now in a different area?
Oh, I don't know. She has a half-sister that lives in a different area.
Person, human in the world, doesn't know her, not really a blood-related, but spiritual sister.
That she doesn't know? Probably. Yeah, probably.
I see her helping with a foreign... Like they're same age twins. I don't know, but yeah, sorry,
well,
I just felt that.
Dude, she was supposed. She was supposed to be. Oh my god, I swear to God that she was a twin, because like I got pregnant, I lost the baby, and then I got pregnant like 3 weeks later. And it's like, wait a second, something. This is not right. I should not be still pregnant. What's going on here? And lost the baby and everything. I swear she was supposed to be a twin. She was born early, and she was, like, the size. Like, if there was, like, two babies in the belly, she was, like, the size of that and stuff. Yeah, she was, yeah. So she talks to her, which is weird. I'm like, I want to talk to people.
You mentioned something earlier. I was like, only if people knew. When you were pissed off and you're, like, in the car talking or venting or something. I legit, like, get to points where I'm in my car just And then I just finally released it. And I was like, people like who fuck with my energy or try to like mess with me or and anything like in my way, and I feel it, I finally have to let it out. And I'm like, listen here, motherfucker, you're not gonna stop me, bitch. And I get into like Puff Daddy mode, like old school 90s like Puff Daddy mode. I'm like, keep going. I get what we keep conquering this. So then I'm like, all right, I'm good. I let it out.
I love my car time. Oh, my God. Anytime that I can drive. I hate driving. So anytime that I drive by myself, though, like, I make it, it's my time. So, like, I turn my radio on. And lately, this is weird. Well, oh, my gosh. Like, my guides and my twin flame, like, energetically, like, talk to me through music. Like, music is a big thing. And so, like, every time I'm driving, I just, like, you know, I put the radio on scan, and, like, it's funny sometimes because it's sometimes it's, like, a conversation of 3 seconds of all these different songs, but it's, like, a conversation. It's weird. But I love it. I love my time like that. And I do, I talk to my guides, and I do my praying, and, like, you, I vent. And I'm like, fuck you. You fucked my shit up, and not again. You know, I go, it's awesome. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I remember I used to have a friend. I feel bad saying that. I felt that. Sorry. Well, not sorry. I used to be in connection with someone, and they were kind of supportive at the time. Well, not kind of. They were supportive of my process, my awakening. And so we were very much on the phone a lot at the time. And I told the universe one day, I was like, you know what, universe? Let's have some fun. Why don't you have them call me? And went, boom. I went, oh, wow. They legit called. I was like, whoa. And I was manifesting. Things were happening real quick. You know, the funny part is I was learning about manifesting, and there was a car competition, like, to win a car. It was this white Nissan GTR. I was like, watch, guys. I still have it on page somewhere. I was like, I wonder if people still want it. I was like, watch, guys, I'm going to manifest this car. And I saw angel numbers. They were promoting it, and it was, like, numbers everywhere. And the day they were picking the winner, I went to the dollar store that I normally go to, and they have, like, little toy cars. Well, there was no toy cars of this before, and I see it out of nowhere, and it's the same color, white, small. And I went, oh, no.
That's my car.
That's not – no, no, no. And the universe was like, nah, you ain't ready. Here's a toy. Play with it. And I don't buy it. But – the universe was basically letting me know I wasn't ready yet because I wouldn't have learned the right way, which is now the new car that I have, and I learned it this way. So,
Brody, shout out to Brody.
Brody says, sup, Candace. That's
Brody, his car.
Part of the manifesting, I was like, I'm getting that car, and Spirit's like, name it. And I went, oh, Brody. And I went, oh, shit, that was pretty quick. I like that. It was like natural, intuitive. Brody, really, his name is Brody. Like, Brody told me what his name was.
What?
He said, let me tell you who I am real quick. Are we ready for that, Brody?
Nice.
Okay. Now, the next thing we're going to do is play the Magic School Bus theme song. Not really, because we're not a Magic School Bus. But a lot of you are like, oh, my God, I haven't heard that in so long. So here's the deal.
I used to, like, watch that.
You what?
I used to watch that. Love the Magic School Bus.
There was always that one kid, like, oh, you're going to love this. I didn't really watch it that much, but it made me feel like when they had the song came on, like Rainbow,
I also
Rainbow
have
and
kids,
shit.
So I have kids, so, you know, it's
oh,
that, there's
don't
not
use that excuse. Listen,
no, I really loved it.
If you like the theme song to Sesame Street in the morning from the old school, and it makes you feel good in the morning, then that's what you do, okay? Whatever makes you happy.
Just don't tell everybody. Not everybody.
Yeah. If you guys are listening, well, you guys are listening. You should be listening. If you want to call in about anything, like I want to start creating segments of now's the time. We want to hear from you. If you want to talk about something, tell us a story, ask us a spiritual question, ask us about your life question, whatever you want. You want to talk to us? Is like,
come on.
You want to be friends with us? You want a recipe to something and tips on how to cook something? Whatever. We're here.
Joe's your man.
All I'm going to say is, First, you need to make sure you call Jesus in to make sure the demons are going away.
Don't forget the ketchup.
Don't forget the mother. Don't, if you forgot to buy the ketchup, that is a serious problem.
We're done.
That
That's
should
it.
Not be taken lightly. That is your job to make sure that there is enough ketchup. Can you imagine that? I don't know what my spiritual purpose is. Well, Spirit's telling me that your purpose is to make sure everyone has ketchup. What?
What does that mean?
Let me go tell everyone you're excited. Guess what? I know you have 3 bottles of ketchup at home.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
Spirit told me.
Yes, people.
They
this is what Jim and I do. This is how we talk. We lose our fucking minds.
That would be some weird spiritual gifts. Can you imagine that? What are some other weird spiritual gifts people can have? Like random, like. What's a funny
one? I don't know. Oh, God, here we go. Go ahead. What's a funny one, Joe?
I don't know. I'm having a moment. I'm like, wait, it's not coming in fast enough. Why?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know how many raindrops there are in a millisecond for you? Actually, there was something weird that happened to me yesterday or the other day when it was pouring out. Like, I saw the rain come down, but out of nowhere it just stopped. And I went, what? And my eyes got weird, and I was like, And I came, it was normal. I went, oh. We got a caller, Candace.
Hey, what's a caller?
Do we have to a jingle? Do we do
Everybody
a jingle?
Everybody be quiet.
Do a jingle.
A jingle for the
caller? We have a caller. What are we going to do? Wait, are you not doing the jingle with me?
Well, I don't know the fucking lyrics. You're like swaying it.
You're intuitive, Candace. You need to know. All right, what's going on? Area code, 321. I like the angel number with that.
Hey, that's my area code. That's my girl. That's got to be my girl.
Who this? Well, if you want to be anonymous.
Hi,
Nicole.
Can you guys hear me?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, guys.
Yes,
I've been
hear
listening
you.
This
Hi.
Entire time. I've been listening this entire time. I've been waiting. I've been
you.
Waiting to call in. I didn't know a good time to break your conversation. It's like being a fly on the wall for like two friends calling and having conversation. So I was like, what's a good time? What's a good time? So I figured my phone's about to die. Like, you know,
should
I got
I do
like 7%. It's a good time. Yeah. So I'm here. What's up,
Jim? What's up? I
don't really have
right
any
now,
topics.
Like, oh, yeah. I forgot the delay with the conversation. All right. So this is going to happen. We'll make sure this breaks in between our talking. But I had this idea where sometime in the future someone will call in. I'll be like, all right, you're caller number 7. Sorry. Like, we're doing a contest. Like, boop, and hang up. That'd be funny. But anyways, what's up, Nicole? Talk to me.
Oh, nothing. I don't really have anything much to say. You guys are like, call me with some topics. I don't have any recipes.
No.
I just, so where are you at, Joe? You're in New York?
You're real brave.
You're
like,
in New York.
Like, I don't really know. I didn't really bring anything with me on this one.
Okay.
But
Joe,
yeah, I'm in.
Let me give you a heads up. She's from Jersey.
Jersey.
No, I'm from Long
Jersey.
Island.
Jersey. Okay. Oh,
Long
my
Island.
God. Ooh, that wrong. That's how much I pay attention.
Long
Island.
Long Island. Strong Island. Long Island.
You have to make sure. Do you say that I used to live on the island?
Well, actually, when people... When I tell people I'm from New York, they're like, oh, yeah, what part? I'm like, Long Island, and they look so disappointed, actually. I'm not from the Bronx or Brooklyn or Queens, you know what I mean? I didn't run with the big dogs, you know what I mean? So I'm just from Long Island.
Well, yeah, because that's something like I silently don't tell anyone this, but I'm going to talk about it real quick. That it's like the top 2 or 3, like, areas in New York where people, like, we're not sure who we're fucking with here right now.
Exactly.
We're not sure this
stereotype. Stereotype. You take it with you forever.
No, I live in the Hudson Valley area of New York near Poughkeepsie. I actually went to high school with Snooki from the Jersey Shore.
Oh, that's fun.
I bet it was, though. She was right. I mean, she's probably exhausting after the night, you know. Well, I would be exhausted mentally after the night and all that fun, but she's got a lot of spirit to her. She's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
She'd keep you in a good mood until maybe
she
drank too much.
I don't know what she's doing now. She was wild in high school from what I've heard. I've seen her a couple times, but after that was it. My guides actually told me, this is actually a true story too. My prom date in high school was her neighbor, and I didn't know her that well. And she actually came over when I picked her up for prom, and Spirit said take a picture with her. And I went, that's kind of rude. I'm here with my prom date. Why would I take a picture with her? And I had the feeling too, like there's a big deal, and I didn't do it.
Oh, you can have a picture with Snooki.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Somewhere
yeah, right?
A timeline somewhere that has existed. She did have her furry pink slippers on, too.
You could have been at the
Jersey
Shore with her.
Oh,
I don't understand the whole
don't do that to me, Candace.
Celebrities and falling over celebrities and crying and losing themselves and, you know what I mean? I have a very different perspective,
I would say. I was watching YouTube videos and I saw, like, out of nowhere, like Will Smith and Jada Pitt, whatever. They legit have like this, they both have the same picture with their face separate. And it's like, it looks like the cheesiest crying of what, I was like, who gives a shit? Really? Like, I didn't even know like they took Will Smith's Oscar away.
Oh, yeah.
They took it away from him?
Yeah. Yep. And I think they banned him for 10 years, but it was like the smack heard across the world, like all this shit. Oh, whatever. It's a distraction, people. Wake the fuck up. Yeah.
It's a distraction from what's really going on in the world. You know what I mean? Like
yes.
The war, you know what I mean? What the government's doing. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a but.
It's just another stupid topic. It's like it's in the main subjects of what lame to me is. It's like the world, the war. I don't even know what's going on. The whole time, I only found out when it started because of my coworkers, and I was like, what the hell's going on? And then I realized this whole time of my journey since it started, actually the first radio show I did, I was like, there's a spiritual revolution. There's a war. Like, yeah, we knew it was coming, and It's to me, it's like, I'm not caring. I'm not going to focus on this shit. And people who are like, what do you mean? You just don't care? No, it's just that the spiritual energy, there's actually a spiritual war that was going on. I feel like it's over now, or it's about to be over. But there's so much more importance about the spiritual shit.
Yeah.
And then there's like the Will Smith thing, and I'm like,
we're tying up
anything else? Yeah.
How long have you been on your journey, Joe? When did it start?
2018 is when it really started. Then there's pieces of like going backwards, but 2018.
What do you mean when it really started? What do you mean? Like you had a feeling towards it, and then in 2018 you made like
no.
A life changing kind of.
2018 was the big boom for me of the oh shit, fuck, what's this shit? And I was really depressed. It was the most depressed I've ever been. And it was because my ex, I left her in Florida. I basically was breaking up with her. I drove home to New York.
I heard that story, how you lost her and things, you went downhill for you and things like that. And, you know, that's usually a catalyst for most people to find spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
As cheesy as it is, we find ourselves in adverse, you know what I mean? You find that strength and that power within yourself and it kind of, it'll make you confused. You know what I mean? And like you were saying, you don't know what
that was the word.
Yeah, you know, it's challenging. It is to really balance with it, you know?
Yeah. It was challenging. I was what I would call fast-tracked because for like a period of time, it was starting to shatter because I knew, like, I would walk out of work. I was trying to avoid my emotions. I went to work. And I would walk out going, oh, my God, this is still real. This is still real. Then I started asking, like, what's the purpose of life? Like, what am I really doing? If life is like this, what am I doing? And so basically my soul was starting to do this stuff already. Then I started to say weird shit. Out of nowhere, I'm saying, this is not my reality. This is not my reality. It's not. And let me tell you, like, there was a lot of crazy shit right then. And
But that was truthful.
That was,
you know, a lot of people, we live in delusions of what we think our life is, right? But we're not really thinking about what our life is because we're always running from it, doing things. We're always in a hustle, busy, keeping ourselves occupied. You know what I'm saying? So when something like that happens, and like loss or grief or anything that's catastrophic to you or detrimental or traumatic, it kind of confuses you and breaks you apart in order to put you back together. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean when I say like it's a catalyst to a spiritual life. And a lot of people grasp spirituality a lot better when they are broken. It's almost like you break that delusion, you know, and you're true. It's true, though. It's like, this is not my reality. This wasn't the life I was meant to live. So then you go on the journey to find yourself, you know? Yeah, man. That's deep.
It was rough. We have those moments, and I got hit with a bunch of shit, and it still plays out at different times in my life. But in the beginning of all that, when that was happening for the first time, I knew I died, and I knew this, and numbers and events, and it went beyond just the normal angel numbers, and it got weird. There was a ton of shit, and so I had moments where I went, I know who Joe was. Who's this? Because this is some weird shit. And things were so synchronistic, and it was wild. But now, yes, there was a whole big I made this podcast radio show actually when I was at my job, and I did my first video live or recorded talking about fear, going, you know, you just got to face your fear. It's just holding you back from what you really are meant to do. And I'm basically saying, like, I need to do this. And I was creating the podcast, and I came up with the name of Millennials Third Eye. And I had no idea what I was doing with it. It was like I was supposed to do it, so I'm doing it. Crazy stuff. And symbols, the universe doing it, it's beautiful. It's fun because you get to a point where things start to make sense and click, and you're like, oh. But I'm at a point now where
you're healing, and now you're meant to heal others, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So your podcast...
Yeah, I've been doing it.
Do you think your podcast would be to, like, heal others that have experienced... I mean, a lot of people who are spiritual have experienced things. I'm sure Candace has experienced things in her life that brought her to this point. Even broken hearts, you know what I'm saying? Still alive and well, you know what I'm saying? Breaking other hearts, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you could use your podcast to just kind of lift everybody up. Because it's almost like spirituality. It's like the dark night of the souls walking through like a dark tunnel, you know, and out on the other side is all this light and this green, and you know what I mean? And you just kind of break out. And it's like you got to share that kind of journey with others so that you help relate, you know, connect everybody. Because we're all connected energetically. So by your word, by your experience, by your awakening, you can save lives and just be a spiritual healer without even really, and I don't believe spiritual healing is just like routine, practice, herbs, oils, chanting, mantras, you know, just sharing yourself and being open with people and allowing them to be open about their spirituality. Just like Candace said, now it's easier for her to talk about it at work. You know what I mean? You're helping people open up. You know what I'm saying? And that's what your podcast is.
You're the one.
You know, you already know your purpose, but maybe that fear is still there. And fear is what? What is fear? It's just doubt. You know? You're just doubting yourself. You're already a healer, you know?
I agree with you. And you're right. This is like a newer, refreshing way to come back to it. I was kind of getting tired. I got hit with a bunch of downloads not too long ago, and I had to share the galactic, and it was a lot of information that...
Oh, yeah, that shit was heavy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, and they gave me that...
Information,
like,
what kind of downloads, what kind of information, like, even if you want to be generic, not to dive too personal.
Well, one of the first downloads... There's information and intuition that comes through, but downloads are things that just come through so quickly as a chunk of information. And one of them was the infinity sign, which was life and death, which was the 3D, the third dimension. So that the golden scale is this step, these steps that break away from the infinity, which is the end of the third dimension of dying, rebirth. You go through conscious evolution. Through each step is a bunch of timelines and choices, but you close those timelines or essentially die in those parallels or end that cycle or multiple to bring your next authentic self to the next consciousness of dimension, which really is the third, fourth, fifth dimension is just geometric symbols that grow. They go into the next evolutionary vibration. So it's you're vibrating higher. The dimensions of your mind are vibrating. Your vibration is stronger. You're more enlightened. And then the galactic one hit me out of nowhere. And it started to bring in about the war on the darkness and the light, which is really, you know, for me, honestly, it started with my twin flame journey that was way too long. And it, the learning about your, the learning about yourself and the other and the duality and the dark, the light. And it was about really past, present, future. There's a lot more to the story than I'll talk about. It's a lot. But the time and space are irrelevant. So while you're here, you're doing decisions and learning, but you're helping your ancestors. You're also shifting timelines for your spiritual guides because people think that they're just like there. Then you're also shifting the future, which is that galactic part of the war that they're we're here to fix the future, but also change the past to prevent so we can bring to the oneness. And so if you think about an X, we're in the middle of the zero point. That's the this is the best time frame to come back to. We're time travelers. That's why they have star seeds, and we're all bringing back our gifts on a mission to help people on this timeline to wake everyone up. But we're setting waves. So we're here to do the zero point to bring it back to one line, which is the oneness. And so it really was about in the future or what's supposed to be harmony. Yeah, there's the dark energy, but we're still working together on our gifts, our pros and cons. Nicely, and we can still live in harmony type of thing. The yin and yang, so to speak. But that turned into the clarity was this. I asked my guides a while ago, I said, when can I get more information about that galactic war that I saw? And they said 7 months, 7.5 months. I went, that's around my birthday. I went, all right. And so I got this download, and what really wrapped it up, they went, by the way, this is the answer to the galactic war you felt. And I went, oh, my God, it's around my birthday. Holy shit, this is really like a download. So, and, yeah, it's, and so I'm getting this push to do a video, so I did it. Put it out there. I did it. Look at me go.
You're doing it, Joe. You're doing it.
The most difficult thing
So this war yeah. about the dark and the light.
Hmm.
It, I mean, are you saying that we should stop this war between the dark and the light? Because
yes,
my perspective is, my perspective, now I'm coming from, my journey's been 10 years. And I came from, I was actually a Jehovah's Witness my entire life. I'll be 41 in August.
Oh.
I officially left my family behind when I was 39. So my journey started, you know, about 10 years ago when I left the religion. Mm-hmm. And I left a long time before that, but you understand what I mean. Like I stood up for my non-belief, right? And I found Taoism was the first thing I stepped into because I didn't want to find anything in a spiritual path that had anything to do with religion. I didn't want anything organized. Mm-hmm. I didn't want anything set off of somebody else's opinion. I just wanted to find something basic, just being a human being. So I found Taoism. And that's where my perspective kind of starts on a lot of things, where I believe that we need the balance. So without dark, you can't have light and vice versa. So it's almost like I don't know if the war entirely should be stopped, because what would happen if it was nothing but light? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it sounds like it would be a beautiful paradise, but I mean – how would you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like you,
well, that's exactly what I was saying with the harmony.
Yeah.
You're right. I agree with you.
So we're trying to get to a balance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because it's almost, in my mind, it's like I wish everybody would find a balance within themselves, and that would balance everything out. And it's almost like it's impossible for it to happen.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly what I just had in my mind
is.
Just now. Yeah,
yeah, but that's
so everything
just the way
is
it
connected.
Is. For me, it's like, oh, yeah, definitely. Everything's connected. Like, I don't have religion, and I've even talked with Candace about my spirituality. It's very different. And I like what you said, how everybody's spiritual journey is personal. It is. It's definitely your own, obviously, because you have your own perspective and you have your own journey. You know, you're nobody's journey
really,
is the same as
really.
Anybody else's, I tell you that, you know.
It's,
just,
so your journey through Taoism, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
You feel what?
No. Well, I was going to say, I have a hard time, not to get off subject, but maybe you could give me a little of your mind on this one. I mean, not to change subject too much. You understand. I'm
go
like Candace.
Whatever.
I got
it's
that
random,
ADD. I got that ADD like Candace. But I don't really, there's been years where I have felt like, well, maybe the past 3 years I've really delved into like tarot and things of that nature. And I kind of fight with the idea of there being a spiritual entity with me. Now I use the terms, you know, I have a spiritual friend, you know, I have my spiritual ancestry, which is my spiritual family, you know, but I kind of have more of an energetic idea or perspective of that. And it's not so much like a deity or a god or a belief in anything of that nature. I more kind of fall towards, I don't know what the term would be, I'm more of an earther, a naturalist. Like, I believe I've come from the planet and my energy is of this planet. You know what I mean? And the planet itself has its own consciousness and the universe has its own consciousness. So it kind of makes sense. You know, and sometimes when I feel like my intuition or even like a spiritual energy, I feel like it. I call it mother. That's what I call it for myself because it's protective and it's nurturing. And I even remember when I was 13, my mom would lock me in my room because she just didn't want to deal with me. So I'd be in there for hours. And I would stare out the window, and I would actually, now this may sound a little off, but I would talk to the trees. And when they would sway, I would kind of get like this intuitive message from them. Like, you know what I mean? And even now, I find myself connecting with trees and even birds, I guess, you know, signs from birds and things like that. So it's kind of hard for me to, but it's hard for me to kind of like fall into, it's hard for me to, but I don't know why. There are times though, like when, you know, we're human. Spirituality is a guide. It's not going to change your life completely. You're not going to every single second of every single day. That's not what spirituality is. It's just there as a friend, like a guide. A comfort, something to help you through it, being your human experience. You know, so there are times I think about my spirit friend, and I can envision, like, a white light hugging me. You know what I mean? So then I get confused. I'm like, then what the heck am I connected to? And then when I play with tarot, you know, I get my messages, and I feel like I'm having a conversation with my best friend in my head. You know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, you're right. You know, and sometimes we get into it. I'm like, oh, no, hell no, bitch. I don't want that card. You know, give me another message. You know, then boom, I'll get what I need. You know what I mean? So, but I don't know if that's the earth. You know what I'm saying? Like the energy from the planet itself, you know, or an actual spiritual being. So I kind of, like me and Candace, we got into a conversation. It was pretty deep this morning, you know, and I also fall back a lot on the mind. The mind is very important to take care of. Because when you're lost in your mind, you can't really be spiritual if you're, you know, kind of lost in your own hustle. You know, you got to slow down and connect. You know, why do we meditate? Because we want to connect to the earth. Like Candace said, she feels more connected outside. You know what I mean? So I don't know if I'm over here like an alien. I think the whole idea of spirituality. You know what I'm saying?
No, not at all. I'm really happy you asked that, and I got so
and
many chills by listening.
Say,
no,
and
no,
I've
no,
never
don't be
told
good.
Anybody
let me explain.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. There's like a weird connection when it comes to other, like the calls. So I want to start off by saying what me and Candace will talk about and explain it this way first. And she'll bring up the clairs, and I have a trigger with, I don't get mad at her for saying it. I'm like, the clairaudient, clair that, they're 3D labels, number one. It's, so when I talk about my gifts, I don't say I'm a clear this, clear that, because it's just me trying to label something, and it's actually preventing me from growing more. So it's,
right.
It comes through your feeling. Like, when you're explaining that, it's all feeling, and you're seeing your experience. So what, that's one. And you're not meant to be like everyone, because here's this part of it as well. We all come from, I don't want to put too much over this, but enough. We all come back to the planet this time, in this parallel, wherever we're at, for the main purpose of multitasking with individual purpose and gifts. And a lot of people jump right into this thought of the tarot cards and all that. And that's why when I work with people, I don't start off with everything the same. I always do certain things and work with my guides. Now, for you, okay. Everything you said was perfect, because your gift and purpose and energy, number one, you've already mentioned.
That's beautiful.
That. You're going to learn more about
well,
it. The guys that I'm hearing, the light you're seeing, you're going to – I can't address that for you, because it's for you to learn more about, which you already are, and you're doing a lot. So your gift is the elements, the trees, nature, water, fire.
Well, I am a Virgo.
You're meant to
– I got a lot of Virgo places.
Oh, don't
so.
Do that to me. Don't
well,
do that to me.
You don't like
she's
that.
She's an earth
that's
sign.
Oh, okay.
No,
I
was just play around
that.
With people.
But see, that's kind of like confirmation in a sense. It's like another dot that's being clicked. You know what I mean? Like, by being an earth sign, it's clicking for her
actually,
with the earth element.
I want to do something fun with you. So I was just playing with you before, because when I'm doing like readings online or something, I'm like, spirit's telling me about this, and I'm like, well, I'm a Gemini, and then I'm like, don't make that an excuse. But yeah, so everything's connected. So your birthday, your name, the time, the energy and time that you came in through the body, through the womb, through everything is a fabric of detail to have all these things.
Oh, yeah.
So you're here to do that. I want to have some fun here, if you don't mind. But if you think about this, we all have certain importance of the elements or so I'm interested. If you're connecting to my energy right now, because we're having a conversation. You're listening. I'm
right.
listening.
We exchange energy.
Yeah.
With knowing that your gift is of the elements, fire, water. You know, think about it as alchemy too. For my gift, one of my most powerful main gifts is metaphysics, where I can see that you're having a hard time with this negative topic in your life. But how can we turn that into gold? How can we take why am I having a moment? Jesus. turning lead
turn
into gold.
Turn pain into victory.
And the mind.
Turn pain into victory. Yeah,
The mind is actually the sorcerer's stone. So there's so much about metaphysics. That's my main gift. There's guides too, but that's a different part of me. Now, with connecting to my energy, without looking or asking, just trusting it. What comes to you? And see, the thing is, it could be anything. What do you feel about me that is a message that you need to give to me with your gift? It doesn't have to be with the elements. The elements can come together to form that. We never know. Just whatever you feel.
Right. Oh, are you asking me? You put me on the
spot. That's
you
your guide. Your guide
about?
Is a combination.
Do you want to know what I first thought
what?
About? You really want to know what I thought about?
I asked
you.
Okay.
Man.
First thing I heard was don't
hold
back. First thing I heard was don't hold back. How your mind works. Your pattern of behavior, of thinking. You got to mix that with your spirituality in order to find balance. That's all I got. That was the first thing that came to my head.
That was great. That was great, Nicole.
That was so legit, like, on point, because I was sitting there before after work in my car going, I really need to get back to balancing my mind and looking at things differently. And but part of me doesn't want to, and I've been stubborn. But everything you said was on point. And so
you
got to
understand,
stuff,
too, you don't have to put so much, you know, I think people get lost in the routine. Like, you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you have to do this in order to get that.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's just a simple choice. Every day you wake up, it is literally a simple choice. You know what? I'm not going to think this way today. It takes 16 15 seconds between a thought. Your first thought when you wake up, most people, they wake up, and what do they think about? They pick up their phone and like, oh, I got to go to work. Well, I got to pay these bills. Oh, well, I got to, you know, I got this debt. I got this person I got to pick up today and take them there, and I hate traffic. It starts when you wake up. It's literally your job to make a choice. You know, but it has nothing to do with spirituality. When I found spirituality, I was like, finally, I'm going to fix everything. I'm going to be happy all the time. And then it started giving me anxiety because there were days I wasn't happy, and I'm like, I'm not doing this right. I'm not doing this spiritual thing right. Oh, I'm disappointing all my ancestors, and they're not going to help me, and I'm not going to be blessed. And that put me in a low vibration. And that had nothing to do with spirituality. That had everything to do with my mind. It was how I was allowing myself to think. And we have these conscious moments where we run on our subconscious. A lot of spiritualists will tell you, you're in your ego. You're in your subconscious. That's how your brain works. Spirituality is not going to stop that. That's how your brain is functioning. You're a machine. We're in a vessel. That's what it is. So that's how your brain works. And when you have these moments where you slip into consciousness, you're in the moment, you're like, you know what, I'm not going to think these thoughts anymore, and I'm going to have a good day. And then what happens? You have a good day. So when that, and I want to stress that meditation helps you slip back into your conscious thought. It helps you get into the moment. So I don't know if you meditate, but maybe you should implement some more meditation. You know what I mean? I don't know if I'm making any sense. I don't know if I'm just
you're making 100% sense. Yeah.
It's clicking.
Okay, I babble. I'm going to warn you though. I babble. I do. I spent a lot of time
That is when
spirit comes through.
You're in your flow. You're getting connected. That's the message.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. No, you're absolutely right. It's just that for me, I've been stubborn. It's not an excuse. It's just true. And, whoa, what was that? That was weird. I heard something different. Anyways, you guys there still?
Are you good, Joe? Okay. Are you good? You had a moment
there. I could have swore I heard a man's voice just go, yeah. And I was like, what the fuck?
Well, there you go. Maybe that's
so someone's out there calling me out.
Hello, somebody telling me, you know,
you.
It came at a synchronized moment, huh?
Yeah.
Like when you need to hear it. Like the songs on the radio. Come on now. Here's your message.
Oh my goodness.
Here's your message. So basically, you already know what you need to do.
Like,
you're just not doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, in a way. It's like I'm at a point now where I'm not saying people are annoying or anything. It's just, you know, when someone tells you, like, oh, you just need this and you just need that. And I've been talking about all this stuff and doing it for so long, and I agree with it, and I know. And I'm like, yeah. But I did think about this earlier. The last time I felt like this, there was a change, meaning, you know, something developed and it brought me somewhere else or did something different or something came up. So there's a change coming, but still it's not an excuse, you're right. I just when I talk, I usually get the answers too. But,
you know, maybe you're putting too much of a focus on how much time it's taken for you. Maybe if you release that and just go with the flow, it'll be a lot easier. You know what I mean? You know, you talk about energy. You know what I mean? And, you know, there's that scale. I don't know the name of it. Scale of energy, right? What our body emits, our frequencies, right? And when you vibe high with love and joy, you're on a higher plane where you can receive things on a higher plane, which is abundance, right? So what you're doing, you're limited thinking, right? This, I'm stubborn, and yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I'm lazy. I don't put enough time. I feel this way. You do it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? And then you're like, well, this is not, I don't know why it's taking so long and I haven't figured out my purpose yet. You do it to yourself. You are putting yourself at a low vibration. So you can manifest shit if you vibrate at a shitty level. You feel me? You can manifest good shit or you can manifest crappy shit. So if you're going to manifest, like I said, a lot of time we're on our subconscious. You know what I'm saying? A lot of time we're on our subconscious. So your subconscious level is feeling guilt, shame. You maybe there even may be a little spot of envy in there that you're unaware of because other people are sky high and you're just like, look, I know you're telling me to feel better, but it's just not working for me. I'm sorry. You understand what I'm saying?
No, you're right. So I'm not embarrassed to say that.
And it could start in your mind. But don't just sit and wait for spirit to hand you something. My thing is, you know, when they say when one door closes, right, what do? You build another fucking door, Joe. Sometimes you have to stand up to yourself, and you got to say, I'm going to feel this way. I'm going to have a good day. I'm just going to vibe high. And if you have a bad day, just write it off. It happens. Shit like that happens. Start again the next day. Start again the next 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Start again the next hour. You know what I'm saying? You can make a change right now.
Right.
If I feel like being a president, that's it. I'm going to go out. I'm going to start doing what I got to do to become president. Just because I fucking do it. Because I'm going to make the choice.
One of my accurate. One of my patterns mentally is when I look back in the past and like what happened, and I'll do this for like longer than I need to, and then I'm like, I just clicks one day. Oh, but it's just right now I'm in like the middle of this emotion.
But you give yourself time. You give yourself time though,
yeah.
Because over it repeats, because little by, I don't know if you're aware of it, but every time it repeats, it's less and less, right? Instead of five
mm-hmm.
hours of
yeah.
breathing, you're down to 3.5 now. You know what I'm saying? And then that took maybe 2 or 3 weeks,
yeah.
maybe even a month to get that. But you got it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let go of time. You talk about time being fluid, let it be fluid. Let it be fluid. You know what I'm saying? Just let it happen on its own time.
Mm-hmm.
And when it happens, when you're at that place and you know it's done and over with, you'll be so much stronger and so much more evolved. And that has everything to do with your mind. And also with your spirit. You got to balance both.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kind of focus on both. You can't just, I don't know if you've ever heard of Chinese Man. I love this music. I love this dude. But he has a song where he says, you know, we take care of the man and forget the land. And then another verse is we take care of the land, but we forget the man. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to balance both. You got to take care of both. You know, and stop putting so much time and stress on yourself. Yeah, let that shit go. Let it go. Let it flow. You know, and when you start thinking about the past, dude, I'm telling you, it's a conscious thought. And I'm talking from experience. I don't mean to be rushed on you, but when you have a moment where you're thinking about your past, I'm telling you, you can pull yourself out of that thought. Whether you want to
mm-hmm.
say you can't, some people give into it and just, no, I have no choice but to feel this way. You just literally sold your soul to your own shit when you said that. You got to talk to yourself. When you're venting in your car, instead of yelling and cursing, be like, fuck this motherfucking da-da-da-da-da, just sit there and be like, you know what? I don't care what other people do. I care about my reaction. I have no control over that asshole. I have control over my own reaction, and I don't want to be angry after the fact. You understand? It's the same with the past. I don't want to feel this way when it's not even happening now. Your mind knows no difference between the past and the now. You understand? Your mind has no external understanding.
Yeah.
Whatever you tell
so
your mind, whatever you feed your mind,
yeah,
your mind think is going on right now.
I get what you're saying, but at the same time, I'm not making an excuse. I also know that when I little moments or these moments, I find the solution or I get to a point, and then I kind of also look back at what I was going through and I develop a way to bring out the message for other people. So it's like, this is the other problem I was facing too, is that there's been a lot of people that never really completely understood me. That's, I'm not saying you don't, because you said a lot of truth.
No. Even if
it's not always
okay
for me to just, as much as I always want to blip out, there's been a lot of moments where things happen at that time. Like my ancestors, past month or so, I've worked with them, but out of nowhere, I really got closer to understanding, like, the connection. And they helped me rise my energy and really come forward. And so there's, like, all these little moments, and everything you're saying is correct, though. I shouldn't have to, like,
yeah.
I shouldn't need to or want to, or I can make a choice to get out of it mentally. And I'm really a pain in the ass.
But you can use it.
I know that. And I can
You can use it.
And maybe right now it's also part of expressing that people are human. We're not perfect. And
no.
We can still maneuver things and work together and be okay. And I'm not depressed. It's like I'm ready.
Yeah.
There's this unknown destination. And, yeah, I don't have to worry about what it is. And a part of me is also needing or wanting excitement in between work or before, because I like avoid going home, honestly. Not because I don't like my family or don't want to be with my parents, and my, it's just that my energy is like, I don't want to go home yet, and there's more, and I want to, I'm in my car right now just chilling with you guys. I love myself too, and this is helping a lot because
want,
if I'm not doing it.
You want time by yourself.
I want time with myself, and at the same time, like, if I'm not doing this, I'm like, oh, what is there to do? What can I? And then I'm like, oh, there's really, maybe I'll go live, or, and I want to do it, and then.
Let's call Candace.
I'll go home and watch a TV show. Like, yeah, Candace, we have a great conversation. Like, time goes by, boom. But it's, I'm a pain in the ass. I agree with everything you're saying, and I know these things. It's like, I teach it, I share it, I help people with it, and it comes to me, I'm like, yeah, I get it. I'll do that, or I'll do it, and I'll get it. I'll get somewhere differently, and I'm like, okay, we got here.
Do you think maybe you're giving away too much of your own personal energy and you're not able to replenish it in enough time to give more away?
Ooh, that was deep.
Yes. I feel like I give to people who need it because I also believe that and feel if I'm in a weird place, stepping into your gift is the light. And your love energy, which transmutes and helps you bring, which brings me back to a better place if I'm in a weird place. If I'm in a really bad place, then no, I can't do that. But so I'll give. And you are right, though. I need to replenish more faster.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm just, like, kind of bored with my old routines or my routines that I have.
Yeah.
I'm looking for,
so
I'm not an ego anymore where I want someone to give me their love and, I'm in a place where I understand that now, and I got to come up with new ideas. And what is it? I'm human. What is it I want to do? I don't know. Do I want to go bowling by myself? No, not really. But yeah, you're right.
You know,
spot on.
This whole thing about ego. I mean, what is it really when you're in your ego? It's the desire for something, right?
There's two things.
Isn't that it?
This is what I've learned. We all have the dark and light. And what my guide had showed me as timelines were collapsing, I knew that all guides had to go through the darkness to get to the light. And there's some guides that have more knowledge of the dark, but they're in the light helping to remove that. But I also learned that as we are in our life, we go through the dark times in our life, like fighting the dark or dealing with it, to get to the light. And we have to deal with that very uniquely, which is parts of our ego. And ego is the triggers of insecurities and reactions. So if I said something to you, but I come with love, I'm saying, I don't know, blue. And blue, without knowing, your subconscious is triggered by the color blue because someone poured blue all over, I don't know. And you're like, you know what, Joe?
Right.
Fuck your blue. And I'm like, whoa, what just happened? Yeah. Like, I hate you now, Joe. So it's how people respond in love and relationship expectation. And you should know this and blame people. So healing the ego is healing that trigger, being at peace with it. But having the dark side of you is when someone crosses the boundary, but you are respectful and love everyone. Like the lady that was on my Facebook Live, she wasn't getting the message, and she was really being egotistical and saying, well, I've been doing this for 20 years, but she's not getting the message. And I said, look, and now I got to speak my truth because this is bothering me. I wasn't saying, what's your vibrational response? Yeah, I was annoyed, but I wasn't like insecurity. Or I said, this is the truth. This is what it is. You wanted a reading? You got 20 years experience, apparently. That's fine. I have my experience. You, I'm at no level to it. But my guides are saying, you don't do this when you actually responded with, well, I don't have time. And, oh, tell me about my guides. So I picked up on a couple of them. Oh, I don't work with that one. I push her away. Well, there you go. There's more reason. So people want to do this, like, look at me thing with their ego. And I know so much. But, yeah, but you're asking me for a reading. Divine timing says you need this. So I'm speaking my truth out of love energy still. It's the balance. But if I was an ego, it would have been about, like, fuck you. You don't know shit. it's just about giving the message out of love, even in the dark. But it's a boundary. If someone crosses your boundaries in any way, you have to go, okay, look, this is what I like. You don't have to tell me what to do, but I understand where you're coming from. Please respect that. That's the, you know, that's the other thing.
Right.
That's all it is when you heal your ego. And it's really just the balance of your darkness. It comes out when you're pissed,
mm-hmm.
but how do you handle it? Are you, you know, you're handling it much more maturely, not acting out in fear, worries, doubts.
Yeah. That's a great explanation. Yeah, that's a great explanation. It's like harmony. You know, you hear a lot of spiritualists, mm-hmm. they talk about releasing your ego, letting it go completely, and it's really, you need a balance. You need to heal it, like you said.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I like that. You got to heal
your
ego.
What it brings you to is, there's that chapter of the spiritual journey where people are in the woo-woo phase, which I've been there. Where it's like, hi guys. And we're afraid to like say certain things. Like when I'm on Facebook Live, I was like, you know, just be careful. And sometimes I was just, but it brings you to realizing that you can say fuck shit. And whatever it is you want to do, you're not afraid anymore because you understand the dark, the light. Everything has a purpose. We can't have one without the other. People are out there, oh, you're not supposed to do this, but they're not in the journey yet to understand that level, so it's okay, we get it. You know who you are. And if
mm-hmm.
people don't like who
yeah.
you are, it's fine with you because you know now. And if you have to explain it and justify it, that's a different version. Hey, so you're not afraid anymore. You let go of fears, worries, and that's a big thing. It's funny, though.
Mm.
Crystals, and we got, you know, the my guy.
Hey, man. I love my crystals.
Spiritual guides have personalities, and when people have this limited belief where people think you're not supposed to drink when you're doing readings or spirits don't drink, or no, they do. They like that shit. There's certain things
yeah,
that they all have personalities.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they like to rob banks, so you might as well do that, but no. They have stories, personalities.
Could you imagine getting arrested and they're like, you know, and explaining your story? Well, my guys told me to do it.
I was possessed by one of my guides, and what happened?
That's funny.
Oh, no.
We have a couple of callers, by the way. If you guys are interested in asking questions or being a part of the conversation, make sure you press 1 if you're listening. That way we know you want to join us. But
Nicole, I enjoyed this conversation.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Oh, my gosh. There's a lot going on there.
There's
guys.
A lot of fun.
Lot going on.
Yeah.
I had to jump.
It was a
when
lot.
You got on the call, the vibration went wild. I felt it. I was like, whoa.
Dude. Good. You know what? I was going to call earlier. I know Joe was, like, throwing subliminal messages out there. You know, Nicole, in the conversation, just throwing my name out. I'm like, this guy right here. So I had to call.
So. I'm glad you did. I'm really glad you did.
Yeah.
Come hang out.
Am I getting in the way of other callers trying to call?
Well,
maybe.
I didn't know. So I said that, and then they all pressed 1.
Oh, I'm sorry,
so.
Everyone.
No.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Okay.
Anybody who's
don't
listening,
sorry,
I'm talking to the listeners, not you, Joe. I'm talking to the listeners. I'm so sorry, everyone. I babbled. I babbled. All right, I'll let you guys do your thing. All right.
I love
well,
you, girl.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate the conversation. You got a great mind. It was fun.
You do, too.
All right, guys.
It was a lot of fun.
All right.
I'll talk to you later, Nicole.
Let the other people talk. There's 38 minutes left. Let the other people talk. All right, I'll see you.
Oh,
all right,
yeah,
bye, Candace.
Cool. Bye.
All right, bye.
I love you. She's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I didn't realize we had 38 minutes left because I remember putting legit, this is what we do, Candace. I put like the maximum amount of time, which was like, I don't know, 180 minutes. I was like, we probably won't do all that. But yeah, we're doing all of it. I would play a song, but I mean, we might as well just keep going.
Okay, we can do that.
Well, a song is only a couple minutes.
What, you need a break or something or what? What's going on?
I don't know. What do you feel? No, we shouldn't do it, right? What do you feel? Break or no break?
Don't matter. Let's do it. I don't know. Somebody on the line?
I'm about to do it. I did it.
Do it.
All right. What's up, area code 479?
Well, I actually have a message for you. My name is Stephanie. I'm in Arkansas. And actually, I'm 57 years old. And I'm just like you, except I was playing with the elements when as long as I can remember. So.
Well, I'm getting tons of chills right now. You have a lot of energy.
Yeah, this is for you, dude.
Well, and you know, this is really kind of weird because I came home, I sat down, flipped on Facebook, says Joe and Candace are at it again. I'm like, okay, who's Joe? Who's Candace? Okay, I'm connected to you somehow on Facebook. Not sure how. So turn around, flip it on, and it's like, then it's like, oh, psychic medium. Okay, cool. Okay, they're going to have a podcast. Okay, cool. And then, you know, this has just been about 30 minutes ago or 40 minutes ago or whatever. So I clicked on something and got to your podcast or blogcast or whatever they want to call it these days. And and it's like I'm sitting there listening, and then I'm just getting this massive, you've got a message for him. That's when I called him.
I literally feel this intense, like, good. It's good. Well, thank you.
It is good. And I'm going to give you your message.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Number one, yes, you are right about the shifts. You are right. There is something happening. This has been actually happening probably since about 2006, right before the residential housing crash. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can remember your energy spikes since then, we've had some really high ones, and then we get these really low energy periods, right? And more and more people are turning away from traditional religion. I'll put it that way. And you know, I went through this stuff. My parents didn't raise me in church. But here's the thing. I would get up out of my crib in the middle of the night and go play with my friends. Okay, my friends, you know, my parents didn't see my friends. I played with them every night, okay? I remember my friends, and I remember what they look like. I remember what we did. I have memories from 9 months old. I can't sit there and remember a full day, but you know, bits and pieces and things. But I'm getting off topic here. But Joe, you're on track, okay? Let it flow. It's what we're going through has been put in place for eons and eons and eons, okay? What we need to do now. One thing I do suggest you stay away from, politics. Take that from someone who's been there, done that. It robs you of your energy so badly. So stay away from politics. And stay away from a particular party or ideology, because that's not what we're here for. We're here to let people know, okay, we need to find out what is good for everybody, okay? It's not, you know, this side's right, this side's wrong, because they're not. It's going to take both sides to make it work, okay? And, yes, there is very much a balance that needs to be there. I don't think we really are going through a period, you know, a spiritual war of good and dark or light and dark, like a lot of people think. What it is one is freedom for us to be allowed to explore our spirituality, to allow us to feel our energy, use our energy the way we think it needs to be used, okay? And then And then the other side is, no, we need to control it. We need to. It's like, okay, so the whole Ukraine thing, okay, so Putin and them, their reasoning for going into the Ukraine was because you supposedly neo-Nazism and all that stuff. But here's the thing. If you look back in history, Putin's acting like Hitler. So just kind of give that. So, but we're supposed to be, you know, we're supposed to be stopping people like Putin, okay? And we're sitting here, we're really not doing a whole lot. We're doing sanctions, we're doing this, we're doing this. But we're supposed to be doing a lot more.
Right.
At least that's what. That's what I'm being told. Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you all not? Why aren't y'all telling them we got to do more? We got to do more. Okay. But you're on the right track. You are absolutely where you're supposed to be right now.
Thank
okay.
you.
You're going to get more downloads. Don't worry about other people. I mean, don't worry about other people at all. You just have to have this attitude of, I don't give a fuck. That's it. I hope I can say that.
Yeah.
There you go.
But that's the attitude you need to have when it comes to other people, especially when they start to judge you, judge your abilities, whatever. They have no idea what we go through. I don't like the description of the Claires. Either because I get them in all different, you know, my messages come in all sorts of things. The one thing my family was known for, my mom's side of the family, was what they called the knowing. And that's just knowing things when we're supposed to know them.
That's what I have. Like, I just know. I don't know how I know. I just know.
Yeah, you just know. You just know it's going to happen. You know when it's going to happen. You know how it's going to happen. You know, and there are times, I mean, I'm not that accurate. You know, it's like, something's going to happen. Well, what? I don't know. Something's going to happen. And then when it happens, it's either, you know, it's usually one of these, oh, yeah, guess what happened? What? And, you know, they tell me, it's like, oh, why am I getting a message for that? You know, like, but... Okay, this is what I remember from being a very small child, and I think I was playing with the gods, but, you know, hey, other people say, oh, no, it's fairies. No, it was gods, guys. it's just a lot of Indian look into the ships of the gods from India in, I think, Hinduism. I would see their ships. At night. These are memories from when I was a kid. You know, I had no idea what I was looking at. I thought it was kind of like a carousel. And then I was starting to study some of the old ancient religions. And this has only been about 10 years ago, right? And then all of a sudden I saw one of their ships. And I was like, oh, my God, that's what it was. So.
Oh, wow.
But we are going through a period of enlightenment, but we are also supposed to get rid of this greedy, self-centered, governmental darkness, if you want to call it that, tyranny, whatever, you know. We are fighting a very big battle, and that is from... us being able to do what we need to do, want to do with our energy or our gifts, whatever, to one where, no, they don't need to be using energy. They don't need to be using gifts. They don't blah, 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 blah. I've had some people tell me, you know, I feel like we're going to end up in a witch hunt. Yeah, we probably will. But yeah, I don't think it's going to come from the church. I don't think it's going to come from the church, okay? Now, you're going to get some people from the church that are going to help because they think it's going to help their popularity, especially ministers, some of the evangelists, et cetera. Our worst enemies are going to be people with gifts like ourselves who feel they can get ahead in this lifetime. They're not thinking long term, and we both know it's we cycle through okay. constantly. So they're seeing this very short-sightedness, and they're thinking this lifetime, let's not, this lifetime. You can't think that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never thought that way. And then I have all my friends who are sitting there, they're worried about this, and they're worried about this because they're at their age. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, when I kick the bucket, you know, I'm gonna go to the next life and have a party, you know. So, you're
I literally
on the
had
right
a,
track,
a godbrother tell me, he was like, when I pass, I'm going to get the nicest suit. I'm going to look good. And I got a reading from my friend now for the first time I met her. She goes, do you know this guy named Robert? I went, yeah, my godbrother. She says, he's in a really nice suit. He's like, look at me. I was like, oh, my God. But, yeah, the afterlife is really, to me, with our evolution, from what I was told spiritually and all this, you know, we're going to be able to bring our vessel with us if we choose to do that, or we're not going to have to stay in low vibration and go again soul level. And the spirit, the political thing, I don't personally, and everyone's different because I know that our missions are different and our goals are different, but it's not my place. I don't even think about it because I was shown it doesn't vibrate with me. It's just, I don't want to manifest because you're making me think about it anymore. I'm choosing me and where my energy goes. And now it's at a point where if my dad's talking to a friend about it, it almost sounds like they're not making any sense. And I just feel like, ugh. Like, it's like, are you really like, it makes no sense to me. It just sounds like, you believe this guy's got macaroni and cheese with ketchup on? He's like, I know. Oh, let me tell you. And then he mentioned something spiritual. I guess there's some spiritual stuff involved, and it didn't make sense to me either because it was political based. It just I get the whole good of care. No, I don't personally, but I get what you're saying. You're coming from your heart. I feel your vibration, so, but I agree with what you're saying. Yeah, the hardest thing
for
me right now,
I'm sorry. For you, I just felt like I needed to tell you that. That not to get caught up into that. Some people, because people are going to try to drag you into it. At some point, someone will try to drag you into it. Huh?
Mm-hmm. I felt that. I told Candace, too. I was like, watch, you're going to have some silly callers about, not you, some other, like, we had it once where this guy just, like, rambled on about protests in front of the White House, and I was like, okay. And he just kept going like
no,
he had
you're,
to bring it somewhere, and he chose mine.
In many ways, I feel we're kindred spirits. Like I said, you know, I came home, flipped on Facebook. There it was. I'm like, oh, okay. So I went over, you know, clicked it, see what it was. And it's like, because I was like, who's Joe and Candace? Okay. And it was just like, point, click, point, click, point, click, and then here I am. Okay. Which is like, oh, I'm sitting there looking at it, it says, oh, calls, like, okay, da-da-da-da. My message to you is, stay on your path, be true to yourself, listen to your heart, listen to your guides. Even if your guides tell you to do something very dark, okay?
Oh,
if they do tell you to do something, huh?
What you just said, it was interesting.
No, I'm hearing you.
Well, here's the deal. Energy does not see black or white, period. You could actually say that energy is gray. It's bendable. It goes whichever way you want to make it. It could be a different shade of gray, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's just like with my, I practice witchcraft. A lot of us do, you know, especially when we find we can manipulate energy. And so, I read the tarot cards, I don't, and damn, those things are always accurate for somebody else. When I try to do my own reading, it's like, it makes no sense whatsoever. So it's just like, I gave up trying, but you're right. Something's happening. Something, we're going through a major, major shift right now.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to run from the church in droves,
mm-hmm.
like we've never seen it before, within the next few years. And when I mean few years,
yeah.
I'm going to say less than five.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's happening now, but I think less than five, we're really, really going to see a big change. Like,
mm-hmm.
like these mega churches shutting down type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
Yeah,
if
I see that.
Generation. You know, I don't know if this is generational. I don't know if this is, you know, but I just see people of all ages leaving, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
an awakening of sorts. A lot of people are they'll start seeing the truth of stuff. And
mm-hmm.
the church
yeah.
no longer align with them. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
But,
well,
and
I think...
Sorry, go ahead. But there's a phone thing with this radio show. Go ahead.
7 second delay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, I've mastered it, so I'm like, all right, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you go ahead, Joe. Go. What were you going to say?
What I've noticed I don't want to change the word journey, but through my experience is that, yes, I came through my religious path is and was Santeria, right? So it brought me to learning about ancestors, spirit guides, it brought me to the Orishas, but there's this whole, like, big chunk of ego involved, and everyone's still, like, people who know about it, there's ego about, you know, who's in charge and who says what, and there was a thing that happened with me that I stepped away from it and chose to do my own thing because it wasn't right. And so a lot of metaphysics are involved with me, and I see evolution on all these levels. And so, yes, are the Orishas a part of the energy in some way for me? Yeah. But the old school teachings are evolving into higher vibrations. Everything's evolving.
Right.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. I think what you and I see is we see the quantum physics part of it. Okay?
Yeah.
We are seeing things that are way beyond what others have been experiencing. And they, you know, I think we do still have gods and goddesses that are not good for us. But let me tell you something. There is an answer to that one I think you'll find very interesting. There's only one pantheon of gods. One pantheon of gods, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All of these pantheon of gods we see all around the world, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
Too many similarities,
mm-hmm.
too many. Do the research. This is one of my geeky things I've been studying since I was, you know, I went to go look for God because I wasn't raised in church, and I found gods and goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
I found, you know, I thought everybody could, you know, manipulate air, you know, make, you know, fire dance, you know, make it rain when there's barely any clouds in the sky. No, they can't do that. You know, but I did. Okay. I thought a lot of people had their friends that come and played with them in the middle of the night. I was a weird kid. I had no friends. And if I did have one, they were just as weird. Okay. But in more of like the bigger eating way or something like that. Okay. So it's hard being who we are. Number one, I will tell you that. And I'm sure you've already experienced that. I am glad that we have these shows now, that you are brave enough to get on the air, and because I'm just shy, kind of. I feel now I'm more on the phone than on some sort of blog show, okay? you know, there are more of us out there. We are open. I mean, I'm in the Bible Belt, you know. Anytime I came out to a good friend about who I was, what I was, they would look at me and they say, I'll pray for you. Yeah, no, okay, that's not going to work. honey, I got protection bubbles all over around me. That ain't going to happen. So, yeah, they're real big. I'm going to pray for you. Yeah, please don't waste your time. But people are changing. Even one person who I knew, we were kids, and I mean, you know, parents, big time churchgoer. She was big time churchgoer. Blah 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 blah. I mean, even when I first saw her after she first got married to her first husband, you know, they had a problem. You know, boy, she was praising Jesus and everything right there in public, loud and proud. And then something changed in her life. I'm not sure what it was. But she became very disillusioned with the church, with the minister, with, you know, I don't know what exactly she really won't talk about. So I have a feeling it's something very, very personal. But now she's calling me asking me, hey, have you seen this new tarot deck out? yeah, I don't really like it. Not my vibe, but okay. Yeah. So yeah, totally, you know, total 180. You're going to start seeing a lot of that.
That's funny.
You're going to see a lot, but stay on your path, honey. Have faith in yourself. Okay. Have faith in your guide. You're going to see jealousy. You're going to see a lot of pettiness, between the gods, between the goddesses, between your ancestors even. And it's not because they're really trying to sit on the throne. It's because of their connection with you and what they think is best for you. And they really only have the best intentions for you. Okay.
Absolutely.
So, you know, they only have the best intentions for you, even though you're looking at it like, really? You got to be kidding me. Yeah. You're going to go through a lot more downloads. I hope Facebook puts us in touch in that karmic touch again sometime, because I still don't even know where in the heck I have connected with you at. I mean,
what is your
Facebook page? Huh?
So I'm going to tell you a story before you go, but on Facebook, my page is a Star Among Us. It used to be a Millennial's Third Eye, but it's called a Star Among Us.
Okay, yeah, okay. Now, because I don't see a whole lot from that. Like I said, it was just really weird that even popped up on my newsfeed. Even though I had a message for you. That was it. I hope it makes sense. I hope it makes sense.
Yeah, I hope it.
I'm going to go to your page and I'm going to tell you that it's me.
Yeah, please do. I'll friend you on my personal page. Message me so I can get in contact with you on my private page and we can stay in connection.
Hey, sounds great. Sounds great. Awesome. Yeah. And Candace, it was nice talking to you. I don't know who the other lady who was on, but she was, I liked her also.
That's my friend Nicole.
Oh, she's very, 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 very insightful. Very insightful.
She is. Yes. I love her. I love her energy. She's amazing.
Now, are either one of you gypsy at all?
I have.
Heritage?
That's
you
funny
are,
you
Joe?
Say that.
It's kind of like a question. Any of you guys like party at all? You party? I like to party.
Well, I am part of your tribe. I'm gypsy. I'm actually gypsy Jew with a whole hell of a lot of hill witch mixed in, Appalachian Mountains.
So, kind of my
country and background. Oh, yeah, it gets, and then a little bit of hoodoo and possibly voodoo. I mix. We didn't even know that. That was running in our families. And I actually got it from both sides, which I thought was kind of crazy.
Oh, wow.
My dad was always saying, well, we're Black Dutch. Well, guess what Black Dutch means? You're part African. Who knew? Kind of makes sense. I have the corkscrew curly hair. Now that I'm older and turning gray, it's going straight. you know, very full lips. But you should see my daughter. She looks like a mulatto. She has that wonderful booty. I mean booty. She's got it. And, you know, the fuller lips, and she's, you know, naturally dark complexed, brown eyes, curly corkscrew hair. She's gorgeous. But
is she
literally
single?
You know, huh? Is she single?
No, just ask.
Yeah, she is single, but anyway. Yeah, but I wasn't trying to advertise that. Honestly, it came out that way though. She doesn't need a man. I think she does. I think she'd be happier with a companion. But she's gonna have to figure that shit out herself. But I am not playing matchmaker for my daughter, because that will come back and bite you in the ass. I'm telling you now.
Yeah, it will.
Okay. You know, I'll go matchmake other people all day long. Huh? Yeah.
No, that made me laugh, though. It was cool.
You're awesome. You're great.
But, yeah, so I'm Gypsy Jew on one side, and a few other things like Greek and Baltic and, you know, a few other things. And then Appalachian Hill Witch on the other. So, and then in Irish, very Irish. Mm-hmm. Very Celtic. Weird things I've always been drawn to. So anyway, we will keep in touch. But you're on the right track. Don't ever doubt yourself. If someone tries to pull you someplace in a different direction or something, tell them to fuck off. That's just mm-hmm. the best thing. And just don't give a shit what anybody else thinks, because it really doesn't matter. It only matters
right.
what you think.
Yep.
What you feel,
that's
what
right.
you think, everybody else can go to hell. Or Hades. I like Hades better. Not as mean as hell, you know? Just not as mean.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to let you go, let you take other callers, because I've probably, monopolized your time, and I apologize for that. But it's just, like I said, you know, Facebook, bless its heart, you know, it's like a click, a click, a click, and now I'm here. Yeah, okay. So not planned at all.
I am so glad.
In all actuality,
so glad
in all actuality, I've got friends coming over here shortly.
Awesome.
And I've been, and my husband came in to see what I was doing, like I'm on the phone, you know, and you know, I'm just like going, and I just now realize what time it is. Like, oh God, I got people coming over tonight. And I'm sitting in front of my computer on my cell phone. Go ahead.
Where do you live? What state?
I live in Arkansas. Can you tell from the expression or the accent? I'm originally from Southern. I'm originally from Southern California, Santa Barbara. Lived there till I was 7.
Nice.
My parents divorced. Mom and I moved out here to Hicksville, and it was at the time. And talk about culture shock. I went through that at 7.
Wow,
here I am
yeah.
in all these nice, you know, mid-century modern clothes, you know, and everything else. And they're wearing mutton lamb arms and frilly dresses with petticoats. Yeah. So, but I love my Arkansas family. I learned so much from them. We talked to my aunt for hours about what I went through as a kid, with the energy, the elements, et cetera. She told me about her experiences. My grandmother, unfortunately, had cancer when we moved back here. She only lasted 4 years, and she and I never got to have those conversations. But my aunt filled me in on a lot of stuff about my grandmother. The rest of my family, some have gifts, some don't. And the ones who do have the gifts just don't choose to use them at all.
Oh.
And
I've been there with that.
Well, and I think, you know, when my grandmother died, she actually was what they called the quote-unquote family witch, even though You know, my uncles all did water witching. You know, my aunt was able to do all sorts of things, especially she was a kitchen witch. She was great. And my grandmother was really eclectic and do just about anything and everything she wanted to do. And that's pretty much where I am. Very strong knowing. But anyway, when after my grandmother passed away, and I really didn't know, I didn't really know what a witch was yet. Okay, you got to remember, I mean, I was 11. I started searching for God. hadn't quite ran into the witch thing yet. Even though I loved Bewitched, okay, I loved Bewitched. I never really, you know, connected what I could do with witchcraft or with anything along those lines. You know, I look at it a lot differently. I chose to become a practicing witch at some point in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, my cousin came up to me, wasn't very long after my grandmother passed away. And she said, oh, you're the family witch now. I'm like, what? You know. So I was like, what are you talking about? I don't get it. And I talked to my great aunt about it, and she said, yeah, your grandmother was the family witch. And, yes, we've had kind of discussions about it that probably you will end up taking her place because you are the one who seems to have the most, you know, the knowing, the whatever, you know, that type of crap. So whatever they based it on. So, yeah, it's a lot. That's a tall order. And I shied away from it for a very, very long time. Oh, it is. I mean, think about it. The pressure. Yeah. 11-year-old, and you're the family witch now. It's like, what the fuck?
Well,
is
yeah,
that?
At 11, it's a lot. Oh, there goes Joe's wait.
So, but, you know, keep up. I will message you on your public page and then, you know, send me a friend request. It's cool. Of course, my first name's Stephanie. Sweet. My last name starts with an R. Well, it's Riedel, actually. Well, I go by my maiden name. So anyway, it's not an actual picture. It's a picture of a Victorian witch on there. It's kind of cute. She's got snails in her hands.
You're awesome.
You are.
Well, thank you so much. You're good. You guys are awesome. Y'all are so cool. And like I said, it was just like a click. It was like, oh, I'm going to call. I got a message for him. And I'm like, oh, you know, they're going to think you're fucking weird.
Yeah, we're happy you did. We're happy you called.
Yes, very much.
Well, get to your other callers, and we will talk later.
Absolutely. Hopefully call again in the next show.
Yes,
I will if I can stay a little bit more informed when it does. I might just do that. Y'all have a great night,
right,
great weekend, and we'll be in touch.
Absolutely, have a great weekend. Bye.
Have a good night.
Wow, this is cool.
It was Joe. Like, listen. You know, people are really showing up for you tonight. Like, you really needed to do this. Well, a lot of messages, like, are coming for you. Like, you really needed to do this. You know what I mean? Like, there's a reason for everything, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. There's going to be messages coming for you, too, Candace.
Oh, I'm not.
But, no, I appreciate it.
No, it wasn't from like that. It's just like, wow.
No,
like,
no, not negative.
No, yeah. Like, you know what, it's always kind of cool. Okay, like, from my perspective, you know, when I give my energy to people, it's way cool to get that back. You know what I mean? Like, unexpectedly. Like, that's way cool. So, like, for those transactions that just happened, that was so beautiful to, like, watch, you know? It was awesome. It was awesome.
It is. That happened to me at one point with readings, where I got to the point where every reading I did, the person said, by the way, I don't know how I found you. And I was like, ha, ha, ha. And then I eventually went, wait, another person, can I ask you a question? Like, what do you mean? They went, you just showed up on my Facebook. I don't even follow you. I was like, It wasn't an advertisement. It was just bam. And I experienced it on myself too with someone else. And I went, oh, it just turns on and brings you there. So what's happening is divine timing is we're on the radio show and it's like lined up. Like, okay, here comes more. And
yep.
We vibe together, Candace. This is our combo. Like, this is what we do.
We have so much fun. I mean, God, I'm sure some of the callers are like, the listeners are like, what in the world? You know? Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of fun. And it's like, you know, yeah, mm-hmm. there's spirituality all mixed up in there and stuff. And usually that's how it starts out. But, I mean, I love vibing with you. You're awesome.
I love that with you too. Thank you. So we got it says live on air for like a minute and 40 seconds, but what happens is the recording still, it keeps going. But I think we did a lot of time, and I wanted to say, Candace, I wasn't joking when I told you, like, we bring a whole different vibe to the radio podcast industry. So it's just going to present itself that way. So this is a much, see how we started it? We started it before with the other stuff, and now we're here at this level just doing a bunch of everything. We're like, this is who we are now.
Yes. Dude, I love it. I absolutely love it. And the people that called in, like, and just getting in on the action, that it makes me love it even more. It's like, all right, you know, I love it. I love connecting with people.
Me too. So we're going to be discussing, it's like an every 2 week thing, or either every Saturday of the number of the month or the other Tuesday. So we're going to do it another one. We don't want to overdo it, but so till the next time. And thank you guys for joining us. And this would be a normal Candace and Joe convo, but now we're thinking about you and listening. So, hey.
Yeah.
It's good to be here with you guys. This is who we are. And we hope to connect with you and make friends, because I need more friends.
We need friends. We're lonely.
please. All right, everyone. Have a great night.
Good night. Stay beautiful. Mwah.
Mami. A mí me gusta tu descendencia entera.
¿Por qué?
Porque ella me da.
La mamá de 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 la mamá.
Por eso quiero que me dé una mamá.
con tiempo.
El alma, el jefe.
Ya.